Winds up a slap shot. Rebound, and they score! Another goal! We've had three goals in the first 3 minutes here of play.
As Central Nebraska takes on the colors of fall, the breeze picks up a bit, the temperature drops, and the ice forms. It's times like this when the breeze becomes the storm.
Big hit. He loses his helmet on the hit.
The Breeze 94.5 is proud to present Tri-City Storm Hockey.
Takes a big hit, leaves it for Gomez. A lot of room. Cross ice pass to Moore. He shoots and scores.
It's time for hockey in the heartland.
Today's one player. Throws it in front. Chance for Lappin. Quick wrist shot.
Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Shaffron.
Good evening and welcome inside the Viero Event Center, where tonight the Tri-City Storm will take on the Omaha Lancers in the first of a two-game series here in Kearney this weekend. The Storm getting ready to take on the Lancers here. Good evening, I'm Jared Shaffron. Thanks for joining me here on 94.5 FM The Breeze, where you can listen to every Storm game this season. I'm very excited to be bringing you all the play-by-play here tonight as this game a Friday night here at the arena, Free Kids Friday, as every week now, Free Kids Friday, purchase an adult ticket and get a kid's ticket for free. A lot of people coming out here to the Viero Event Center. Puck will drop at just after 7:30 p.m. Once again, Omaha and Tri-City here on the Breeze. We're getting set to go in the Viero Wireless pregame show. Viero Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Tri-City Storm and the Viero Event Center. Get more with Viero Wireless today. Visit us at Viero.com. Storm and Lancers, each team has only one win this season. The last two teams in the Western Conference standing, Tri-City coming in at 1-3-1, Omaha at 1-5, and the Omaha team, we'll talk about this throughout the broadcast. They will open up a new arena and a new building 1 week from tonight. The team that will be there to open up the building will be the Tri-City Storm, looking to spoil that opener. They have not played a home game yet this season as their building has been getting prepared. So Omaha has played their first six on the road. These are their last two games, and they'll finally get a home game 1 week from tonight. So they come in 1-5, Tri-City 1-3-1 last weekend, a shootout loss on Friday in Lincoln, a six-round shootout, very tough, tight, contested game. Tri-City scored two goals early in that one, but Lincoln got back into the game in the second period, tying it at 2-2. Final score was 3-2 in the shootout. The next night, 4-1 final for Lincoln. Here in Kearney, Lincoln able to get all 4 points. Tri-City just getting 1 point after the shootout loss on Friday. And in the second game on Saturday, it was a 1-1 game. Once again, very tight, close game until the third period. Lincoln came out in the third period, got a late goal, and was able to add another one 2 minutes later and an empty netter. And there you go. The final score was 4-1. We're just getting started here in the Viero Wireless pregame show. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the complete nutrition game comparisons, the Applebee's Coach's Corner, and, of course, later on, the Burger King lineups and goalie matchups, as well as the New West Sports Medicine keys to victory. You're listening to Storm Hockey right here on The Breeze, 94.5.
1, 2, 3, 4! The music you love, the times you remember, the show that takes you back. Experience the Beatles with Rain. It's a hit.
February 12th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com and the arena box office.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
What does total freedom feel like to you? The open road? The wind in your hair? Or relaxing on the beach with no worries in sight? At Viero, we've taken a different approach to freedom. Introducing Viero To Go, the best coverage at the best price with no contract required. Viero To Go offers unlimited talk and text for $35 a month, and unlimited data is only $10 more. And the best part? Your bill drops after just 3 months of use. Welcome to Viero, and welcome to a world without boundaries. Visit Viero.com for details.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, just a sec. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Winds up a slap shot. Rebound, and they score! Another goal. We've had 3 goals in the first 3 minutes here of play.
As Central Nebraska takes on the colors of fall, the breeze picks up a bit, the temperature drops, and the ice forms. It's times like this when the breeze becomes the storm.
Big hit. He loses his helmet on the hit.
The Breeze 94.5 is proud to present Tri-City Storm Hockey.
Takes a big hit, leaves it for Gomez. A lot of room. Cross ice pass to Moore. He shoots and scores.
It's time for hockey in the heartland.
Stays one player. Throws it in front. Chance for Lappin. Quick wrist shot.
Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Shaffrin.
Welcome back inside the Viero Wireless pregame show here, getting ready to go. The Omaha Lancers taking on the Tri-City Storm here on the Breeze tonight. Puck drop will be just after 7:30, and I want to let everyone know about a new thing that we've been doing here with the Tri-City Storm on Twitter, the Best Western Plus, the official Tri-City Storm host hotel, which offers the finest in amenities, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, right next door to the Viero Events Center. They are going to sponsor this next contest here. And what the contest is, you tweet at Tri-City Storm. Tell us who you think will score the first goal of the evening for Tri-City here tonight. And if you get it right, we'll give you the retweet here. And it's sponsored by Best Western Plus. Call them at 308-234-2541. Once again, you can tweet at the Tri-City Storm. At Tri-City Storm, who do you think will score that first goal of the game here for Tri-City tonight? Now we'll get into the complete nutrition game comparisons. Once again, the official nutrition supplier of the Tri-City Storm this season, Complete Nutrition is located north of 39th Street on 2nd Avenue in Kearney and one block south of the Conestoga Mall on Allen Drive in Grand Island. Look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition of Kearney and Grand Island. Looking at these two teams, there's a lot of similarities here. Both teams with just one win this season. The Lancers are 1-5. Tri-City comes in at 1-3-1. And one of the big things is both of these teams having trouble scoring goals right now. Tri-City has scored 10 total goals in their first 5 games. For the Lancers, in their first 6 games, they only have 11 total goals. That means that the Lancers are averaging 1.8 goals per game, and Tri-City's just at 2 goals per game. So that is why you see them lower down in the standings. They both have trouble scoring. Tri-City's allowed 18 goals, while Omaha's allowed 22. And looking at penalty minutes, Tri-City's actually only taken 10 penalty minutes per game. They're first in the league. Least penalty minutes taken for Tri-City. They've been very disciplined, took no penalties in the third period of last Saturday's game against Omaha. The Lancers, on the other hand, still probably in the middle or towards the lower end, 21 penalty minutes per game. Special teams on the power play, Omaha's converting at 10%. Tri-City's converting at 11%. Very similar. On the penalty kill, Omaha's at 86%. Tri-City is at 89%, and both teams this year have yet to score a shorthanded goal. Both teams still looking for that first shorthanded goal. That's your complete nutrition game comparisons. The underlying theme of those is both of these teams need to start scoring some more goals if they're going to get back up in the standings. Applebee's Neighborhood Grill and Bar is now open until midnight or later. Come check out your late-night food and beverage features after 9 p.m. every day. Applebee's, see you tomorrow. And now it means that's time for the Applebee's Coach's Corner, where I talked to head coach Josh Howgie just a few minutes ago. Jared Shaffrin here with head coach Josh Howgie in the Applebee's Coach's Corner, getting ready to go here with Omaha for a big series this weekend.
Yeah, 2 big games here, coming back to our rink. First time we're back-to-back at home, so it should be a lot of fun.
Now, I was going to say, you know, it's kind of like, to me, it seems like that this game is almost like the home opener in the fact that, you know, it's a little early to say it's a must win, but you guys are coming off a couple losses last weekend, one in a shootout, one in regulation. So you're looking for points here, and you've got an Omaha team that's 1-5 coming in.
Yeah, I think you're going to see two pretty desperate hockey teams. Both of us need this win tonight. And, you know, for us, last weekend it was a couple close games. Saturday night got a little bit out of hand after, you know, with 6 minutes left, they score one, and then, you know, the score wasn't indicative of the game. Friday night, game could have went either way, went to a shootout, but, you know, we need some points this weekend, and we need them pretty bad.
Are you using those two games last week as motivation for this week?
I think every time you lose a couple games, you take a look at yourself and what kind of job you're doing as a staff, and, you know, what our players are doing well and what we're struggling with, and, you know, it's good for us to, you know, to get kicked when we're down a little bit and really take a look at ourselves and really change a few things. We're trying to, you know, change some things in the neutral zone, be a little bit more puck possession-based team instead of stretching the ice. And we really want to make sure that we're controlling the pace and the flow of the game, and we want to have the puck on our stick for the majority of the night.
You got a full lineup tonight, something you couldn't really say last week. What does that mean for the game plan here this week?
It's nice for us to, you know, be able to roll four lines. We don't have to juggle our centers. We don't have to bounce guys around. Guys can get a little bit more, you know, flow with their guys and know where each other's going to be. It's tough when, you know, you only have 10 or 11 forwards and you're trying to, you know, make lines, but you know, we can't make excuses when something like that happens. Injuries are going to happen throughout the year, but it's nice to get Jason Cotton back. He helps us out a little bit, and, you know, we're still a little banged up, but, again, we have 20 healthy players.
What are you going to do tonight to expose a young Omaha defensive core?
Well, I don't think too much is going to change for us. I mean, we want to push the pace of the game no matter who we're playing. We want to play up-tempo. The one thing we've really stressed this week is possessing the puck and, you know, making sure that we're attacking with speed and numbers. I think that's the big thing we're going to try to look to exploit is just attacking with speed and numbers. We want to get guys up in the play and really push the pace and the tempo of the game. And I think if we do that, that will, you know, show maybe their inexperienced decor, although they have some talent back there.
Five games into the season, seems like one of the main issues that you guys have had so far has been just scoring some goals. Did you work on anything this week to try and change that, get a couple guys going?
You know what? The only really thing we did was we just talked about hitting the net. And on Saturday night, we had 41 shots that either were blocked or missed the net. And that's something that can happen. So, you know, if you were at practice this week, you might have seen guys do some push-ups if they missed the net. And just the focal point of, you know, trying to have a little bit more attention to detail on that. We got guys that can score goals. It's to me, I'd be more worried if we weren't getting chances. We're getting opportunities. There's going to be a night, I don't know if it's here tonight or some night down the road here, where we're going to pop in five or six, and, you know, it's going to open up for us.
All right, head coach Josh Howger here, the Storm, getting ready to take on Omaha tonight. Thanks for joining us in the Applebee's Coach's Corner.
Thanks a lot, Jared.
It's the music that revolutionized the sound of Christmas. Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis, a holiday tradition for over 25 years. Don't miss this holiday extravaganza.
Thursday, December 20th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com.
Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Get reserved seat tickets now.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center. Jared Schaffern with you as we get set to go here at Omaha against Tri-City, getting you to the Burger King lineups here tonight. Home of the Whopper, Burger King is a proud sponsor of Storm Hockey with five locations to serve you. Burger King in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and the two locations right here in Kearney. Burger King, have it your way. Taking a look at the two lineups here tonight. First, for the visiting Omaha Lancers, the Lancers have a very good young team here that look to push the pace. They're very fast, got a lot of size and speed on the front end of their lineup, starting at the left wing position. Jake Randolph, number 13. He's committed to University of Nebraska, Omaha. So he'll be staying in the state of Nebraska and right near Omaha for his college hockey. Kyle Osterberg will be the center on that line, number 19. Minnesota Duluth is the college of his choice. And Connor Chatham, number 9 on the right wing, leads the Lancers in points this season. Chatham's been a big key for him on the offensive end, and he's going to look to score here for Omaha. On defense, we have Matthias Cleland, who will be on the left defense position starting. Number 5, committed to New Hampshire. And on the right defense position, we have number 26, Tucker Poolman, who's from East Grand Forks, Minnesota. He'll be on the right defense. And starting goaltender is Alex Lyon. Lyon started last year for the Lancers. One of the best goaltenders in the league, no doubt about it. He'll be headed off to Yale University next year. One of his teammates should be Tim Bonner of the Storm. And Alex Lyon, a big guy to watch here in net tonight, number 34. For the Storm, starting is their top line here tonight. Trevor Moore at the left wing, number 8. Brian Ward, number 24, the captain of this team, just named captain this week, will be centering that line. And Michael Vecchione on the right wing, number 4. Vecchione committed to Union University. He'll be starting for the Storm. On defense, number 7, Garrett Cecere on the left defense position. And on the right defense, we'll have number 2, Josh McArdle out of Roscoe, Illinois. In net here tonight for the Storm is number 33, Christian Fry. Fry's getting his third start of the season, his first start here at home in front of his hometown fans. So he's definitely going to be sure to bring it here tonight in front of his hometown crowd. Looking now to the New West Sports Medicine, 3 keys to the game. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street. Young Omaha, young defensive core. Try to force some turnovers, use the forecheck. A lot of young guys here in Omaha on defense. They've made some mistakes early on this season. Storm are going to try to capitalize. Number 2, play a physical game. Storm want to use some of their size. Try to play physical, especially in the offensive zone. Don't be afraid to throw some hits around. Throw your body around and get things going here in a physical way tonight. First of a 2-game series. I'm sure by tomorrow night it'll be very physical. Storm want to set that tone early. Number 3, score some goals. Storm only averaging 2 goals a game. That's not going to cut it for wins in the USHL. Josh Howji wants his team to be open, offensive, using their speed, and getting some more goals on the board. That's the 3 keys here to the game for tonight, presented by New West. And as we get closer to puck drop here, in just a few minutes, we'll take one final break during the national anthem. And we will be here at the Viero Events Center. Tri-City Storm. Get to go here in the first of a 2-game series. We'll have the puck drop for you and all the action right when we come back here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
It's the music that revolutionized the sound of Christmas. Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis, a holiday tradition for over 25 years. Don't miss this holiday extravaganza.
Thursday, December 20th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com.
Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Get reserved seat tickets now.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Tri-City Storm Hockey starts now! Time to take to the ice and get the game underway. This is the Nebraska Lottery first period. Let's get to the puck drop. Here's the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Shaffron.
Welcome inside the Viero Event Center, where the Tri-City Storm are about to take on the Omaha Lancers in the first game of a weekend two-game set here at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. My name is Jared Shaffron. Thank you for tuning in tonight on the Breeze. Prizes and play styles, you're sure to find your game and your fun. Stop by a Nebraska Lottery retailer today. Must be 19. Please play responsibly. So we're getting set to go here in the Viero Event Center. The Tri-City Storm wearing their home whites with purple trim, purple numbers and letters on the back. They'll be going from right to left on your radio dial. The Omaha Lancers in their burnt orange uniforms with black numbers, black lettering, and white trim on the bottom as the puck is dropped. Quick chance for the Storm. Moore with a quick wrist shot as he came in. Had a lot of room off the draw. No one for the Lancers covering right there. Nice pad save by goaltender Alex Lyon. And we're off to a quick start here. The puck is in the far corner in the Storms and in the Omaha zone. Omaha pokes it out to neutral ice. And now Tri-City will have to retreat in their own zone. It's Josh McArdle. McArdle to Cecere behind the net here. Just underway at the Viero Event Center. Storm and Lancers, first of two games this weekend. At the red line, Trevor Moore overskated it a bit. Dumped way back into the zone, into the Storm zone by Omaha. Glukowski gets to it. Chips it up at the red line of Vecchione. Gets it to the blue line, and it's dumped in deep by Halish there. Retreating is Omaha. They move the puck around. It's Osteel. Osteel pokes it out of the zone. Now Glukowski. Glukowski neutral ice. Back to the blue line. Osteel picks it up there. Banks it off the boards to Hrabowski. Hrabowski in on side. Try to get a pass for Bonner. It was in his skates. Chipped out of the zone all the way down the ice. No icing. It's waved off as Glukowski picks it up. Glukowski with a long cross ice pass to Gomez, who leaves it for Bonner. Bonner's in on side. Dumps it in deep into the corner. Played around by defenseman Lucas Buchta. And it's kept in by Cutler Martin for a second, but now taken out by Lichtenwald. Lichtenwald over to Moy. Moy down the right side in the Storm zone. Throws one towards the center. Bounces off a skate back to Buchta at the point. Down low to Moy. Moy slapped it out of the air. Gets taken down. Yeah, back to the point. Slap shot. Glove save by Christian Fry. Slap shot by Vince Pedri. And Fry is able to make the glove save and hang on. 18-21 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm and Lancers just underway. We're scoreless. Shots on goal, 1-1. Each team is able to register a shot on net as the faceoff goes to Christian Fry's right. One back by the Storm, right in to Christian Fry, and he hops on top. We get another faceoff with 18-18 left to go in the first period of play. Thanks for tuning in here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. As we're your home for the Tri-City Storm this season. Faceoff won by Omaha there. Back to the point. Chance in front, a bouncing puck off of a shot that was originally taken by Pedri. Bounces into the near side corner. Now a stick has been lost. Lappin lost his stick for the Storm. He's playing without a stick. His stick's been moved to the corner. Now Omaha with the puck as Hines had it. Hines down low in the near side corner. Moves around for a chance in front. Saved by Christian Fry. Might have went off his mask on the shot there by Dom Sacco. Now chance for the Storm to move out of the zone as Lappin has his stick back, banks it off the boards and out into neutral ice. Cotton able to push it further into Omaha territory. Eastman on the forecheck. got a piece of a pass from Buchta, but then decided to skate off to the bench for a change and let Omaha take the puck from there. Picked up by Omaha, Jake Randolph dumps it all the way back into the Storm zone. Roboski there for Tri-City. Cross-ice pass to Trevor Moore. He's in on side of Vecchione. Vecchione on the far side wall gets taken off the puck, and Omaha able to clear the zone. Race for the puck. Connor Chatham against Roboski. Roboski able to win it for a second. Leaves it on the backboards now for trailing player Brian Ward. Ward up to Moore on the near side wall. Now Ward gets it back on a drop pass. He's in neutral ice. In onside. Leaves it for Vecchione coming in. Bouncing puck. Vecchione able to pick it back up over to Cutler Martin at the left point. Martin with a wrist shot. Batted down in front. Never got all the way through. Picked up by Chatham in his own end. Chatham to the red line. Dumps it in to the Storm zone. Fry out of his net. Slows it down. Plays it over to Maller. Maller. Risky play in front of the net. Score! Maller chipped the puck in front of the net. And Fry had not gotten back into position. Connor Chatham puts the puck home, and that's the first goal here tonight. 16:45 left in the first period. Omaha with a 1-0 lead. Not the play you want to see there from the far side corner. Fry came out of his net, held it down, played it over to Maller on that far side corner. He was getting some pressure. He threw the puck in front. Chatham grabbed it, intercepted it, and put it home for the first goal of the night. That's going to go to Connor Chatham unassisted as the Storm win the faceoff here. Chance for a 2-on-1 as they come into the zone. Backhand shot. Save. Rebound was bouncing. L'Espérance took the shot. Storm have controlled the rebound. It's now McMurphy. Down low to Lidis. Taken away. Kept in for a second by Cecere at the left point. Cecere getting all kinds of pressure. Came out of the zone. He dumped it back in. And Omaha picks it up as the Storm have to tag up. Drew Melanson now moves that play up to Luca Frigo. Frigo dumps in deep, and now the Storm will take it. Glukowski gets to the red line for Halish. Puck's bouncing around in the neutral zone. Now back to McArdle. McArdle back in his own zone, banks it off the backboards over to Gomez. Gomez got to be careful with it. Don't want to throw it in front like Maller did there, where they Omaha scored the first goal. Storm able to clear the zone. Gomez with a nice play holding on there until he found room. Omaha now with the puck in their own zone. Down low to Buchta. Buchta on the left side of the ice moves it up for Gillespie. He got pickpocketed by Halish. Puck gets cleared all the way down into the Omaha zone. Tyler Moy goes and picks it up. Moy clears it around the far side wall. Maller tried to keep it in, couldn't. Jason Cotton, who's back here after missing last weekend's games with an illness, back onto the ice. He had it for a second. Now Cutler Martin gets it up to Halish. Halish makes the move to Gomez. Gomez tried to find Cutler Martin there, but he overskated it. Storm trying to get a change. Puck's near their bench. They clear it all the way down in on Omaha. No icing. As it's picked up by Tucker Poolman in his own end. Banked off the near side boards and back out to neutral ice. Garrett Cecere handles there for the Storm. Cecere, cross-ice pass. Went by Eastman. They say it's going to be icing on Tri-City. 15 minutes even left in the first period of play. Omaha with an early 1-0 lead on a Connor Chapman goal. Chapman able to put home a puck after a turnover. The goal came unassisted just a few minutes in. Nebraska Lottery, first period of play. Face off by Kyle Hino. Wins it back to the point for Matthias Cleland. Matthias Cleland cleared it in to Cotton. Cotton tried to get it out, but it's kept in nicely there by Gage Huff. Huff moves it around to Cotton. Cotton able to take it away. Now Eastman has it in neutral ice. His pass gets chipped away by Huff, and it's back on the Lancer sticks. They dump it in deep. Fry out of his net to play it there. Over to Cecere in the far side corner. Banks it off the boards. Kept in at the point. Shot from Cleland. Got deflected. Fry made the save. Pushed it to the backboards. Rebound in front. Got poked away from Sacco. Shot from the point. Got blocked down by Eastman. Eastman now with room to clear. Gets to the red line and moves in on side. Tries a shot that goes all the way wide. Partially deflected. Brian Ward gets that rebound and he'll start a cycle in the near side corner. He gets taken off the puck nicely by Cleland. Dumps it around the boards. And on the far side wall, it's carried out by number 13, Jake Randolph. Quick shot on Fry. Fry makes a right pad save. That shot came from Osterberg. Now another one-timer from Osterberg. Saved by Fry. Skilled around by Glukowski to Trevor Moore on the far side wall. Kept in at the blue line by Omaha. Bouncing puck goes in on Fry. Makes the save, but he did not cover up. Down low now, Osterberg. Osterberg fighting down low. Ward chipped it away. Now it's back in front. Able to come away with it. Trevor Moore after a loose puck there. Moore trying to clear the zone. Went to Roboski on the near side wall. Roboski gets it to neutral ice. Now Brian Ward picks up the loose puck. Long wrist shot. Goes off of a skate of an Omaha player. Fighting for the rebound. Vecchione wins it. Back to Cutler Martin. Takes on a shot. Martin's got some room. Slap shot. Chance in front on the rebound. Moore swept it wide. Moore has a chance here with some room. Storm trying to change off a couple players as he dangles. Moore turns the puck over that time. Cutler Martin keeps it at the left point. Another long shot gets deflected wide in front. Moore on the far side wall on the rebound. Try to give it over to L'Esperance. Puck got intercepted. It's cleared all the way down. Not going to reach far enough for icing as the Storm take it. Some pressure here by Tri-City, trailing 1-0, 13 minutes left in the first period of play. Puck comes all the way around in the Tri-City zone now. Lidas fighting for it there. Lidas able to win that battle, poke it out to neutral ice. Picked up by Omaha. Folan. Nicholas Folan in neutral ice. McArdle able to get a stick on that one as he cleared it in. McArdle dumps it in deep. No icing. It's waved off. L'Esperance in on the forecheck now. Folan picks it up behind his own net. Folan takes a hit from Halish. And now on the far side wall, Omaha cross ice pass. In onside was Router. But Cecere took it away. Banked it off the backboards over to McArdle. To Halish. Some traffic on the far side wall. Storm trying to clear their own zone. Kept in by Omaha. Hit by McArdle. Picks up the puck. Tried to get it up for Halish. Kept in by the left point. Picks it up. Gomez off the back wall for McArdle. McArdle now on the far side wall. Gets it out of the zone. Halish had it. Poked right back in. Nice job by Cleland. Cleland throws one towards the net. Fry able to save it. But a bouncing puck couldn't hold on. McArdle now on the far side wall. Moves it up for Halish. Storm again trying to get out of their own zone. Having some problems on the breakout play here. 11:48 left in the first period. A lot of bodies on the far side wall. Still in the Storm zone. Cecere trying to clear. Puck gets poked out after a battle on the wall. Halish banks it off an Omaha skate all the way down the ice. Storm able to change off all of their players except for Gomez, who's in on the forecheck. Now Omaha clears their end. And Hrabowski finds it stuck in his skates. He turns it back over. Quick shot. And Jalipsy put it high. Big chance there. Cotton went in awkwardly to the boards. Now on the far side corner, a battle for the puck. Cotton wins it. Looks like he's okay after he hit the glass hard. And Gomez trying to poke it out. He does. Here comes a chance for Cotton. 2-on-1 with Lapin. Cotton all day on a wrist shot, and he didn't get a shot off. Cotton was playing with the puck. Couldn't get a shot off. It was taken away from him. No icing as Omaha dumps it all the way down. Doesn't reach for Maller. Plays it over to Cutler Martin in the near side. Martin out at neutral ice to Lapin. Lapin couldn't handle that pass over on the stick to Moy. Intercepted, though, now to Maller. Maller rushes in. Stops at the right point. Stops and waits. Gets the puck taken away. Poked back onto the Omaha sticks. They bank it out of the zone. Maller gets to it. Dumps it right back into the crowd. Out of play. 10:41 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm trail the Omaha Lancers 1-0. And boy, early on in this period, the Storm, they've had their chances, but they're having trouble clearing their own zone. And the chances that they've had, they need to put the puck on the net. Right there, a perfect example. 2-on-1, Jason Cotton moving in with Lapin. Understand if you don't want to pass right away, but Cotton, a little too pretty with the stick handling. He has great hands for a player of his age and his size, but he just took too long. He wasn't able to get a shot on net. And right now, when you're down 1-0, getting outshot 8-3 in your own building, got to make sure you hit the net. That's something the Storm worked on during this week of practice, is making sure you hit the net here in a media timeout. Jared Schaffrin with you on the Breeze 94.5 FM. The Storm trailing the Omaha Lancers 1-0. This is a first of really a three-game series between these two teams. Two games this weekend, one more next weekend, a week from tonight in Omaha, the new building opening up. Ralston for Omaha. We'll be there with all the action on the Breeze. Also got a game tomorrow night here at the Viero Event Center. If you're thinking about coming out, grab your tickets. We've got Scooby-Doo going to be in the arena tomorrow for all the kids. As the Storm win the draw, Moore had it but lost it. Now it's on the stick of Huff. Huff in onside, dumps it in deep. Picked up by Maller. Maller on the backboards. Trying to play to Ward. Puck bounces around to Vecchione. Vecchione with some space. He clears the zone. Puck bounces off an Omaha stick as he tried to get it up to Trevor Moore. Rolls all the way down in on goaltender Alex Lyon. And he just gloves the puck right off the ice. And play stops. 1-0 Omaha. 10:16 remaining in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play here at the Viero Event Center. Faceoff is to the left of goaltender Lyon. Brian Ward taking it for Tri-City. He loses the draw. Matthias Cleland on defense picks it up. Plays it around the near side boards. Big hit from Vecchione on his man, but it was able to be cleared out by Omaha. They got a 2-on-1 developing. Now on the left side. Chance in front. The pass came from Randolph just behind Osterberg. Now down low, Randolph with it. Gets hit by McArdle. Nice job by Josh McArdle. Very physical play. Down low to Osterberg. moves in front. Quick turnaround shot. Fry makes the save and holds on. Kyle Osterberg with a nice turnaround shot there. And some possession for Omaha. That's their ninth shot on goal here early on. As both teams will change lines, faceoff will come to the right of Christian Fry. 9:48 left in the first period of play. Omaha with a 1-0 lead on an early goal from Connor Chatham, after a turnover in the Storm zone. Chatham able to beat Christian Fry and make the Storm pay. It's 1-0 Omaha. Faceoff won by the Storm this time. Lidis gets to it, neutral ice, dumps it all the way deep. L'Esperance. L'Esperance playing on the right wing tonight, moved over from center as they got McMurphy centering this fourth line with Lidis on the left. At the point now, Glukowski looks like he got something stuck in his eye, and we get a stoppage of play. Glukowski went down on his knees to try to play the puck, and he covered his eyes right away. Referees blew the whistle. And 9:28 left to go here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. We'll get a faceoff just outside the Omaha zone. McMurphy tried to win it forward and bring it in, but the puck got taken off his stick. Nice job by Omaha. Drew Melanson moving around his man. Gets it in on the far side wall into the Storm zone. Poked away. Nice job by Tri-City. McMurphy cross-ice pass to Lidis. Lidis on the left side. Rolling in. Just take a wrist shot. Deflected wide of the net. Picked back up by Alex Router. Router takes a hit there. Now moving the puck is Vince Pedri. Pedri, long wrist shot. Fry makes the save as he came into the zone. Pedri, the big collision. After the shot with L'Esperance. L'Esperance loses his helmet on the play. Gets off the ice. Seems to be fine. Helmet still laying there in the Storm zone. Moved back in by Omaha. Lichtenwald went down low, but he couldn't do much with it. Moore came away with the puck, but he turns it over. The pass does not get completed. Moyen, chance in front. They score. Another turnover for the Storm in their own zone, and Omaha makes some pay. This time, Tyler Moy on the deflection from Eli Lichtenwald. And it's 2-0 Omaha early on here. 8:35 remaining in the first period of play. I'm going to take a look at this replay, but Trevor Moore tries to clear his zone, turns the puck over. The shot came in front, and it was a deflection by Tyler Moy. Put the puck home. Storm find themselves in an early 2-0 hole. Now off the faceoff, won by the Storm, but another turnover as Omaha had it now. Nice job by Eastman clearing the zone. Dumped back in by Omaha. Christian Fry's got it there, and we get a stoppage as he comes out of his net to play it. Looks like it's going to be an offside to Omaha. 8:21 left in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM Storm trailing 2-0 goals by Connor Chatham and Tyler Moy have them in a 2-0 hole. Faceoff won by Omaha. It's dumped in deep by Matthias Cleland. Around the play, it's Sasir fighting for it. Cotton gets to it, plays it around the boards for Eastman on the far side wall. Cleland keeps it on the left point. Bouncing puck in front of Fry. Played in the near side corner now by Sacco. Sacco to the slot. Pass down low. Chance in front. They threw one into the net. And Fry makes the save, holds on. There's a low puck. Shot came down low from Tyler Hines. Gage Huff was in on the play in front. Couple words said between the two teams after the play, some pushing and shoving as the referees get in there, separate. 8:04 left in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Storm trailing the Omaha Lancers early on here, 2-0. Shots on goal unofficially, 12-3 in favor of Omaha. And now we're going to get a timeout here by Tri-City Storm coach Josh Howgie. Gotta like the call here if you're a Storm fan. The team a little bit out of sorts here early on in the period. A lot of time left in this game. It's a 2-0 Omaha lead. And Omaha is scoring just 1.8 goals per game. So they've already passed their quota here for their first six games of the season. Both teams only with one win. And you get the feeling the Storm just a little bit out of sorts. A couple turnovers in their own zone. And Omaha's made them pay. Can't fault goalie Christian Fry. Both plays have been turnovers by his defensive core. Something that the Storm said was a goal for them to move in on Omaha and cause turnovers. Well, Omaha has done the exact thing opposite there for the Storm. Caused those turnovers and gotten some chances in front where they put some pucks home. Past Christian Fry. It's a 2-0 lead for Omaha. Timeout's over. Storm out of the timeout. Faceoff will be to the right of Christian Fry. Coach Josh Howgie sends out the third line here tonight. Jason Cotton along with Tim Lappin and Kyle Eastman. Faceoff won by Cotton. They swing it around for Roboski for Lappin. Lappin takes a penalty. He takes down Chatham, and it looks like Tim Lappin will head to the box. The Storm going on the penalty kill here with 7:57 left in the Nebraska Lottery. First period of play here at the Viero Event Center. It's a 2-0 lead for Omaha. Thanks once again for 294.5 FM. Jack Shaffron here with all your Storm play action throughout this season as the Storm will go on the penalty kill here. 2 minutes for Tim Lappin. He's in the box. Faceoff is to the left of Christian Fry. Brian Ward's on the draw for the Storm, but he lost it back to Omaha. Cleland now at the point, at the right point. Now Randolph. Randolph down low. Osterberg, quick shot, rebound. A lot of traffic in front. Christian Fry makes a couple good saves and hangs on. Storm defending him in front of his crease there as Osterberg had a power move to the front of the net after Cleland had it off the draw. First 10 seconds off the power play for Omaha. Looking good with a couple chances. Looking to extend at what is a 2-0 lead. 7:47 left in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. 1:50 left on Tim Lappin's penalty. Osterberg and Ward will take the draw. Referee's having a discussion now. The draw was slated to take place to the left of Christian Fry. And now they will drop the puck. Faceoff won by Omaha. Cleland, cross-ice pass now back for Randolph. Down low to Osterberg. Osterberg in the near side corner. Loses it to Brian Ward. Ward, nice pass out to Vecchione with a shorthanded rush. Vecchione tried to leave it off for Ward, but it went right to Osterberg. Didn't see him there. And Osterberg will take it back the other way. Ward hustling to get in on the back check. Osterberg in onside. Carries the puck in the Storm zone. Now down to the left. Swings it around the boards. Back up to the right point for Cleland. Cleland banks it off the boards. Down low. Big hit by Maller. No call coming. Cross-ice pass. Shot and a score. No, they whisked off the post. The referee waved it off. The official waved it off. It looked like it went in. And now a back official looks like he's ruled it as a goal. The official, right on top of the play, waved off. He said, no goal. Looked to me as the puck went in the net. I'll take a look at a replay right here. 7:13 left to go in the first period of play. Looks like the referees are saying it's a goal. And Lides is out on the ice. Storm have changed their line already here, and Lappin's out of the box. Taking a look at the replay, we'll see if we can get a better look here in the press box. Looks like it was a good goal for Omaha, and they now have a 3-0 lead. Tim Bonner, assistant captain, newly appointed this week, talking it over with the official. I mean, Storm have an argument in the fact that the referees did not whistle that a goal right away. So that's definitely something that, you know, there's no instant replay, but it seemed like it did go in the net. I think everyone on the ice at least saw that it did. And now they do whistle that it's a goal for Omaha. The ruling is down. 3-0. Omaha Lancers with the lead on top of the Tri-City Storm. 7:13 left in the Nebraska Lottery. First period of play. A lot of time left in this one. But three goals here in the first 13 minutes plus of play. Not what the Storm were looking for after a Tim Lappin slashing penalty. Omaha converts on their first power play of the game. Now Josh Howgie, head coach of the Storm, talking with the officials. Just getting an explanation for how are you going to rule off a goal and say it didn't go in, and then change your ruling. I mean, the referee who ruled it no goal was right on top of the play. There's no replay here at the Viero Event Center or in the USHL, so you can't go look at a replay. Looked like it probably went in the net, so, you know, tough to argue too much, but, hey, the referee on top of the play whistled it off, so can't stop the coach from trying. Now they'll explain what happened to Omaha, and no argument on that side. Their goal was whistled good, and 3-0. Omaha Lancers on top of the Storm. The shots on goal unofficially right now, 16-3. You can see where the play has been here for the most part of the first period. We'll get to the official scoring of that goal in just a moment when they announce it, as the Storm have won the draw here. And now they move the puck into neutral ice. It's Lides on the near side. Lost it to Melanson. Melanson now moves it out, and Luca Frigo had it on the wall. Got hit. Puck was bounced around by the blue line. Now Omaha comes in. Frigo dumps it in deep. Far side corner, McArdle there, plays it over to Glukowski. Glukowski in the near side corner, cross-ice pass, off this blade of Tim Bonner in the air, another cross-ice pass, good for Gomez. Gomez in, almost in offside, onside, as he had Lides with him, but puck was poked off his stick, back to Glukowski in his own zone. Hrabowski now, he gets hit by Router. Router moved the puck to Melanson, went off his body, down deep for Glukowski. Glukowski left it for Hrabowski to Gomez, and now Cotton with a rush. Cotton in onside, holds there. Cross-ice pass was blocked. Hrabowski shoots and scores. Johnny Roboski, his first goal of the season. Give the assist to Jason Cotton. The Storm are on the board tonight. It's 3-1 Omaha. Nice job by Jason Cotton off a nice little nifty pass that he received in the neutral zone. Took it the length of the ice. His first cross pass to Roboski was deflected. He got the puck back onto his stick. Gave it over to Roboski all day. Roboski wrists a shot past Alex Lyon. And it's 3-1. At the first goal will be scored by Johnny Roboski. You're a winner here tonight from Best Western Plus. Based off one by Omaha, cross-ice pass now in the zone to Pullman. Pullman, chance was deflected wide of the net. Now another chance for Kleeman, deflected in front. Rope down into the corner. Lichtman has it. Lichtenwald, excuse me. Fought for it with three Storm players there. Trevor Moore able to poke it free. Moore moves the puck up to Ward. Ward, a bouncing puck to Vecchione, gets taken away. Here comes Tyler Moy. Moy back onside. Down deep. Moy behind the goal line now. Nice play by Cutler Martin to poke it free. Picked up by Lichtenwald. He gets hit on the backboards. As there's a stick down, Cutler Martin lost it for a second. He's able to pick it back up. To a side battle. Comes free to the near side wall. Pullman keeps it in. Pullman down low. Lichtenwald, 6'6", a big-time body. Nice job by Brian Ward taking that puck away. One over to Martin. Martin's pass to Vecchione went off a skate. Right back on the stick of Moy. Moy in front to Gillespie. Gillespie waiting. Cross-ice pass to Pullman. Pullman at the right point. Shot. Fry with the save. He pokes it loose in the slot. Pullman gets it back on his stick. Fans on a play. Trevor Moore pokes it out into neutral ice. Brought back in deep. Fry able to hold it down there as Omaha goes off on a line change, so no pressure as it's Maller with it behind the net. Maller to Cotton. Cotton back to Maller. And Cutler Martin. Martin had the puck pop over his stick. Couldn't get a clean pass. Deflects into Omaha's zone. They dump it all the way down. Icing waved off as McArdle will pick it up in his own zone. McArdle under 5 minutes left in the first period. Omaha with a 3-1 lead. They scored the first three goals. But the Storm responded with a Johnny Roboski strike. His first goal of the season. As Eastman has it in neutral ice. It's taken off the puck. Still in neutral ice. Hit the referee's skate. Eastman tried to play it back for Cotton. Deflects back to Maller. Now on the stick of Cotton. Cotton lost it. And here comes Omaha in 2-on-2. Sacco with a shot pad saved by Fry. Cotton picks up the loose rebound. Banks it off the far side boards out into neutral ice. Bouncing puck. Bounces over the stick of Lides. He retreats. Storming on side. Lides on the near side wall. Big hit there. And it's a penalty to Kyle Eastman. Puck's got to be touched up by the Storm. Here's Omaha still has it on his stick. Eastman knows he's going off to the box, but he does go in for a line change. As Omaha now pulls their goaltender for an extra attacker, Chatham, in, that should have been offside, in onside, Hines got it, down low, so finally touch up. Missed offside's call there, but the penalty will still be called. 3:56 left to go in the first period of play. Storm trail 3-1. We have a media timeout here in the Nebraska Lottery first period of play. Last 4 minutes here, Eastman will be headed off for a penalty. Just want to recap all the scoring we've had here to this point in the first period. The first goal for Omaha scored just over 3 minutes into the game for Connor Chatham. Assist goes to Kyle Osterberg. Second goal for Omaha about 8 minutes later, 11:25 of the first period. Eli Lichtenwald put it home from Tyler Moy. Third goal for Omaha just a minute 22 seconds later on the power play. Tucker Pullman, no assists given on that goal. They'll have to calculate that later, but Tucker Pullman credited with the goal. And then Johnny Roboski comes back for the Storm, gets the goal from Jason Cotton at 13:47. Here of the first period, those are your four goals already in the first period. Storm trail 3-1. The only penalty until this point was Tim Lappin's slashing call. Now it's the second penalty for Tri-City, who is the least penalized team in the USHL to date. But two early penalties here. Omaha's yet to take an infraction. As two fresh minutes on the clock while Eastman sits in the box. 3:56 left in the first period. Faceoff won by Omaha in the Tri-City zone. At the point now, with some time, Ben Osteel. Osteel plays pitch and catch, gets it back at the center of the point. Down low to Gillespie. Gillespie at the top of the left circle. Down low, a glove is loose on the ice as picked up by Lichtenwald. Now Folin has it. Folin, cross-ice pass to Osterberg. Osterberg holds, shot deflected. wide of the net, into the corner. Lichtenwald picks it up. Foley keeps it in. Down low for Moy, bounced over his stick. Roboski played it there, but Gillespie gets it back on the stick to Lichtenwald, and now Foley. Foley, cross-ice pass, kept in on the left point by Osterberg. Down low to Gillespie. 1:20 left on the power play. Osteel. Over to Foley. Foley down low. Chance in front. Diving shot. Gillespie misses the net high. Chance in now in the far, near side corner. Storm had a chance to come away with it, but that big body of Lichtenwald keeps it on Omaha's stick. Shot blocked by Gillespie in front for Omaha. Back to Osterberg. Now Foley at the right point. Foley makes a move on McMurphy. Throws one towards the net. Gets deflected out of play in front. I don't know if Fry ever got a piece of it. 2:46 left to go in the Nebraska Lottery. First period of play. 50 seconds left in the Kyle Eastman penalty to Tri-City that they're trying to kill off right now. Faceoff will stay in the Storm zone. It's to the left of Christian Fry. Eastman, the official call, checking from behind. That sounds like a good call to me as he took a few strides and dumped one of the Omaha players in the offensive zone for Tri-City. Storm. Storm can't clear the zone on the far side wall. Chatham's got it on his stick now. Osterberg, actually, back over to Cleland. Cleland fakes on a shot down low. A lot of room. Puck in the front. Fry is the save. Now a rebound for Randolph. Randolph over to Cleland. Quick shot blocked by the Storm and Lidas. Nice job by Hakey Lidas. Now Randolph at the top of the right circle. Up top. Cleland shot into the chest of Christian Fry. Makes the save. 2:10 remaining in the first period of play. 15 seconds left in the Kyle Eastman. Omaha's had the only two power plays of the game, but got to give Omaha credit. They've come into this Viero Event Center building and quieted down the crowd with a 3-1 lead here in the first period. 2:10 remaining. Faceoff is to the right of Christian Fry. Won by Omaha. A lot of pressure here on this power play. Held at the point there by Pullman. Pullman dumps it down low to Melanson. Drew Melanson now. By Pullman is saved by Fry. And we get a stoppage of play with 1:40 remaining in the first period. Storm trailing 3-1, but they've killed off the second penalty of the game. Omaha 1-for-2 on the power play. Face off to Christian Fry's left as it's Jason Cotton and Tyler Hines. Cotton wins it to Glukowski. Glukowski tries to bank it off the corner of the boards. Over to Cotton. To Moore. Moore neutral ice. Lost it there. Dumped way back in. Fry out of his net to play it. Fry moves it around the near side wall. And Moore able to let it go out of the zone into Omaha territory where the Lancers haven't been much here in the first period. Had a lot of opportunity on the attack as Hines moves it back into the Tri-City zone. Takes a hit from McArdle. Roboski down low. Roboski in the near side corner trying to move the puck to Cotton. Puck is free. And Roboski picks it back up on the near side wall. With some space, Johnny Roboski, the Storm goal scorer here in the first period, moves it to neutral ice. Under a minute left here in the first period at the Viero Event Center. Omaha with a 3-1 lead. Puck in the Storm zone. Fry comes out of his net to play it. Leaves it now on the near side wall for Cecere. His pass was broken up. Back on his stick. Cecere to Trevor Moore. Moore to Cotton. Back to Moore. With some space. Nice move around Lichtenwald. Into the zone. Moore with some speed. Stops there. Cross ice pass to Ward. Broken up. Picked up by Cecere. Nice job by Garrett Cecere. Shot. Chance in. Almost kept in by Glukowski. Ward with room. Looking for some space. Lichtenwald passes up to Gillespie out of the zone. 8 seconds left in the period. Quick wrist shot goes wide of the net. L'Esperance picks it up on the near side wall. Over to Glukowski. 3 seconds left. That'll do it for the first period. The Nebraska Lottery first period of play. It was pretty one-sided. Omaha takes a 3-1 lead, out shooting Tri-City unofficially 21-4. After one period of play, Coach Josh Howgie burned his timeout in that period. Omaha scored the first three goals, and lots to talk about in the locker room here during the first intermission for Tri-City. Well, we're going to take a quick break here on The Breeze. We'll be back in just a few moments with the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. We'll have a special guest from the Viero Event Center at Tri-City Storm. Todd Gatula will join me talking about some of the upcoming events here. And, of course, the first period of play, Storm down two goals to Omaha. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back here on the Storm Radio Network, The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Storm Hockey and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska are teaming up once again to fight cancer. The annual Jerseys for a Cause program presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska is back. Storm by the Viero Wireless Guest Services tend at Storm home games and purchase a $1 jersey raffle ticket and help fight cancer. Each Storm game, one of the game-worn pink in the ring jerseys will be raffled off with the monthly proceeds going to an organization in the Tri-Cities. In the 2011-2012 season, the program generated over $10,000 for organizations. This year, the program will benefit the Tackle Cancer Fund, Buffalo County Relay for Life, Make-A-Wish Foundation, Grand Island St. Francis Hospital Cancer Center, the Good Samaritan Hospital Cancer Center, and the Mary Lanning Hospital Cancer Center in Hastings. So join the Storm and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska in an effort to fight cancer in our area. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, count on us to be there when you need us.
The world-famous Cinnabon Minibon Rolls are now at Burger King. Baked fresh daily and served warm, filled with cinnamon and covered in rich, delicious Cinnabon cream cheese frosting. So good, they're almost impossible to resist. And now, we've got them. Come in today and satisfy your sweet tooth with Cinnabon Minibon Rolls. Available now at Burger King, where taste is king. At participating Burger King restaurants.
Bud Light salutes NFL fans and all their superstitions. Like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. And the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. You know that watching the game is not a game. And your Sunday morning routine is a necessary ritual. You're not fooled by those so-called statistics. You've mastered the science of superstition. Thank you for crossing your fingers, for knocking on wood, for refusing to hang out with the bad luck guy on game day. NFL fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on The Breeze, 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center here for the Central Hydraulics Intermission Report. Omaha on top of Tri-City, 3-1 after one period of play here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney providing you at centralhydraulic.com. First edition is one of my coworkers here at the Viero Event Center, Todd Gatula. Todd, obviously a little bit of a tough first period here for the Storm. Get a three-goal deficit. Got to like the timeout by Coach Josh Howgie trying to regroup the troops a little bit, but still a lot of work to get done here in the next 40 minutes.
Yeah, obviously a rough period where the Storm, let's be honest, is pretty much outplayed in almost every phase of the game. I think the positive you take from it, you got the late goal. It's only the first period intermission, so you're down two. Plenty of time to come back. I think what you tell the guys is, look, you got to play a little more aggressive, but don't press too hard. You've got time to get back in this. It's not like you're down to your last period, but definitely need to pick up the pace a little bit, play a little more aggressive, and play smart. Those penalties hurt, too, when you end up in the box trying to be a little over-aggressive maybe, and you end up in the box, and then you give up a cheap one. So
first period, the one goal they scored, first ever point for Jason Cotton, first point for John Roboski, his first goal of the season in his fifth game. So a nice positive takeaway for those guys. Hope they kept the puck for Roboski, and he was wide open, so you can't miss from there. And maybe a little bit to build on here moving into the second.
Yeah, it was a bang-bang play, and it was a good-looking play. A nice pass from Cotton, and Johnny stuck it in the net there. And you hope some of those guys, you know, they get off the snide there a little bit and get one under their belt, and then a lot of times goals come in bunches when that happens. So you hope Johnny can pick it up. Cotton got his point. So those are guys you need to start stepping up as they get a little more acclimated in the USHL and start scoring points for you.
Talking with Todd Gatula here in the Central Hydraulics intermission report. Storm trailing Omaha 3-1, and tomorrow night these teams will do it once again here at the Viero Event Center. Next week will be a special. A week from today, Omaha open up their new building, and the Storm will be there. So three consecutive games between these two teams. They will definitely know each other pretty well by the end of this.
The intensity, let's just say, will pick up every period between now and next week. Every shift on the ice is going to be...
the Viero Event Center, and a lot of different variety of events here, Todd. And you know, one of the things, I was taking a look at the schedule earlier, you got some Beatles, the Rain Show, fresh off Broadway. That's something that I'm pretty excited about. You know, not too big of a Beatles fan, but something that everyone recognizes, those songs. And you got, you know, Disney on Ice. You got a lot of different things going on. The Globetrotters are coming soon. So what do we got coming up here?
Yeah, start with here later in November on the 30th, we have the Resurrection Fighting Alliance, which a lot of your listeners are aware of, a fight promotion we started here a year ago in November with Mr. Brooks, and it'll be our fourth show in Kearney. We got a show in 2 weeks in Las Vegas. We're expanding beyond Nebraska and Kearney. So a show in Vegas November 2nd, then back to Kearney for RFA 5 on the 30th. Tickets are on sale for that. Big fight card. The MMA is really good in popularity nationwide and right here in Nebraska too. So we're excited about that. Then we're going in starting next Friday. We're going on sale with Disney's Beauty and the Beast. We're bringing the Broadway hit musical to Kearney, the traveling tour. It's the national tour. It was on Broadway for many years, sold out many shows. That show's December 13th. Also in December, a busy month, Mannheim Steamrollers here. The holiday season, December 20th. Tickets are on sale for that, and it sold very strong. Many of our listeners will know that we had Mannheim Steamroller here 2 years ago, took a year off, and 2 years ago we sold out two shows. The first one sold out so fast, we added a second show. It sold out, so we're bringing them back and really excited to have Mannheim back. Rain, the Beatles Experience, which you just mentioned previously, went on sale this morning, actually. That is another Broadway musical show concert. If you haven't heard about this group or seen them on TV, and they've got a lot of national TV, nuance and musically, I mean, everything about them is just like the Beatles. I mean, if you like the Beatles and come from that area, it's really a trip back memory lane. And then finally, looking a little farther ahead, catch our breath. We've got a lot of shows, which is exciting. But then finally, looking ahead a little bit, in April 2nd, we have the Harlem Globetrotters. So big lineup. We're trying to bring variety here. We hope to announce a couple more concerts here soon, too, on maybe the rock and the countryside. So that's the other part of our business. Storm Hockey, obviously, is a big part of it. But the concerts and shows, we're excited about what we have in our lineup. And look forward to having those come up here in the next few months.
Yeah, obviously, you know, these are all in addition to all the Storm hockey games that are all played right here at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. And, you know, some exciting shows, no doubt about it. A lot going on in the fall and winter seasons here at the Viero Event Center. And, Todd, getting back into the hockey side here before we take a break, what do you think, looking and watching at this team in the first period, do you feel like it's just they need a little bit more energy? Or what do you think they need here to get back in this game?
It's kind of had that weird feel. Like, it just seems like they're just a step slow, you know, not for lack of effort by any means, but it just seems it's a little dead out there. I mean, and sometimes maybe when you enter a big game like against a rival like Omaha, maybe you squeeze the stick a little tighter and you want to play so well that sometimes it actually comes out the other way around. You know, you want to get one here in the first 5, 6, 7 minutes, and then you're right back in it, and just, you know, plug away from there and be patient and let things happen. The worst thing you can do now is start forcing the issue, give up a cheap one coming back the other way, and then find yourself down 3 again. Makes it awfully tough, but get a quick one here next first half of the period, and you know, you're sitting pretty good.
Todd Gatula of the Viero Event Center here, giving us some inside info on what's coming up the next couple months, couple shows, couple fights, you know, a lot of different stuff going on here at the Viero Event Center. Todd, thanks for joining us here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report.
Thanks, Jared.
We'll take a quick break here on the Breeze, and we'll come back with some more scores and highlights from around the USHL and the Midway Out of Town scoreboard update. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our 5 new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. Absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better. Feel better. Perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with pillow-top beds for a great night's sleep to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm. Conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center. Thanks to Todd Gatula for joining us in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. As we roll on here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report, we'll get to the Midway Auto Group out-of-town scoreboard update. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. ThinkMidway.com here as we look at some scores from around the USHL. All 16 teams in action this weekend. As we start in Muskegon, as the Chicago Steel have a 3-2 lead over the Muskegon Lumberjacks with 2:46 left in the third period late in the game. Chicago on top 3-2. Sioux City is on top 5-0 over Youngstown. That game's in Sioux City. Youngstown, after starting so strong, all of a sudden falling apart here, down 5-0 to Sioux City. The last couple games, the Phantoms haven't looked that great. That game's in the second period. Cedar Rapids with a 3-0 lead on Indiana in the second period. Waterloo, 2-0 lead over Sioux Falls in the second period. Des Moines, 4-1 lead on Team USA, also in the second period. Lincoln and Fargo are tied 1-1. Those are two of the top teams here in the USHL Western Conference. 9 minutes left in the second period. Green Bay and Dubuque in the first intermission are deadlocked 1-1 apiece. And tonight's Valentino's Grand Buffet trivia question here. We've got it for you. The Valentino's Storm trivia question of the night, sponsored by Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Tweet your answer to the Tri-City Storm at Tri-City Storm. We'll post the correct answer after the second period. See if you can get the correct answer to this trivia question. Tonight's question, not a hard one. Who is the leader in goals this season for the Storm? Give you a hint even. 3 goals so far this season. Who leads the team with 3 goals this season? You can tweet your answer to us at Tri-City Storm. We'll give you a retweet if you get the correct answer. And I'll post the correct answer and give you the correct answer here at the end of the second period. Thanks for listening here on The Breeze 94.5 FM. We're going to take one more quick break, and we'll be back with the second period. Omaha on top of Tri-City, 3-1 after one, here on The Breeze 94.5 FM.
My Bud Light caught 2 touchdowns last week.
My Bud Light caught fumbleitis.
Welcome to Bud Light Fantasy Football, where every bottle is a player.
My Bud Light ran for 152 yards.
My Bud Light went 27 for 35 for 353 yards and 3 touchdowns.
My Bud Light is on the IR with Turf Toe.
Find codes on specially marked bottles of Bud Light and start building your fantasy team at BudLight.com/FFL.
Against My Bud Light, defenses don't stand a chance.
My Bud Light is wide open. Throw him the ball.
With Bud Light Fantasy Football, your bottle is your player. Win amazing NFL prizes all season long. Bud Light Fantasy Football, here we go.
You'll definitely see My Bud Light on the highlight reel.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and over. Ends 12/30/12. To play without a purchase, write to code request box 251-328 West Bloomfield, Michigan 48325. See rules at BudLight.com/FFL. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome to Viero. You may think of us as a cell phone company, but that's not really who we are. Our business is removing boundaries. And for a limited time, we want to remove the boundaries between you and the coverage you deserve. That means you can choose the best coverage and a new phone for only $1 for the first month. Plus, we'll even pay off your early termination fee up to $200 per line. Welcome to Viero, and welcome to a world without boundaries. Get started today. Visit us at Viero.com.
Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Healthcare reform is bringing change.
And lots of it.
But one thing that won't change is our commitment to you.
We're Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We live and work right here with you.
And we're here for the long haul.
Whatever changes come our way,
you can count on us.
Count on us to guide you on the road ahead.
To help protect your family and your future.
You can count on us to be there when you need us.
An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Time to get the sticks and skates back out on the ice. Time now for the second period of Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Welcome back inside the Kearney and into Kearney Viero Event Center here. As we get set to go in the second period, Tri-City and Omaha doing battle here tonight at the Viero Event Center as we get set for the second period, 3-1. And they have the healthy lead right now by 2 goals as Tri-City got back into it with a late goal in that first period at 13:47. Johnny Roboski, his first of the season, from Jason Cotton Both players, there was their first points of the season here as we get set to start the second period of play. Tri-City and Omaha switching sides. The Storm will go from left to right on your radio dial, while Omaha will go from right to left. And Tri-City desperately needing to get back into this one, as this is a big game for them, trying to break a little bit of a losing streak, losing two to Lincoln last week, one of them in a shootout. As we're ready to go here, the opening draw of the second period is going to be Brian Ward and Kyle Osterberg. Puck is down, and it's won by Omaha back to Cleland. And now Osterberg dumps it in deep into the Tri-City zone. Just underway in the second period, Omaha with a 3-1 lead on top of the Storm. Kept in by Randolph, swung around the boards to the far side now as it's on the backboards. Randolph's got a chance in front, bouncing puck. McArdle got it on his stick right away. Omaha picking up from where they left off in the first period. Big chance. Storm clear the zone, and it's down to Pullman in his own zone for Omaha. Pullman airs that one out. Glove down by Cecere. He pokes it up into the Omaha zone. Pullman with the pass. Now moving it up to Osterberg. Osterberg with some speed. In onside. Makes a deke move. Taken down by McArdle. Penalty. Called to McArdle. And Josh McArdle will go to the box. It's the third Storm penalty of the night. And it happened late. I didn't really see the takedown, but they called the hook, and that's probably a good call, as it's actually going to go to Vecchione, not McArdle, excuse me. Vecchione for hooking. 9-12 remains in the second period of play. Omaha with a 3-1 lead, their third power play opportunity. They're 1-for-2 tonight on the season. They're converting at a 10% rate, but that's going to be a lot higher after their first goal. Off the faceoff, Omaha has it, and the referee's arm is raised. We may have another. Oh, such with a high stick. High stick is the call. 18:55 left to go in the second period. Omaha with a 3-1 lead on top of Tri-City. And we have 1:44 remaining in the Vecchione penalty for hooking after the high stick. So, break for Tri-City, and the faceoff. Tim Lappin has the puck. Lappin to the far side corner. Bonner with a one-timer. Big save. Tim Bonner found himself alone in front of Alex Lyon. But Lyon makes the save on the one-timer. Shorthanded opportunity for the Storm. Neither of these teams have scored a shorthanded goal yet this season. Omaha is through six games. Tri-City, this is their sixth game now. As the faceoff in the Omaha zone, this time won back by the Lancers. And they settle things down on the stick of Cleland. Cleland. Moves it up for Frigo. Poked back all the way down by Tim Bonner. He lost his stick on the play. He'll go to the bench for a change. 1:20 left in the Vecchione penalties thus far. A nice job by Tri-City. Still with the puck on their stick. It's Tim Lappin now finally gets taken off by Cleland with a hit. And Frigo's got it in center ice. Frigo dumps it in deep on the far corner. Cutler Martin there plays it. Still in the corner. Maller rolls it around the backboards. Cutler Martin there. Martin. Around to the sideboards on the far side to Cleland. Cleland keeps it in. Down low to Melanson. In the far side corner, Brian Ward with a nice pass to Cutler Martin. Gets taken down, no call coming. Martin moves into the zone onside. 42 seconds left. Stormer trying to kill a power play here. 42 seconds left in the penalty. Now down to 35 seconds left. Back in. Now they dump it around the boards. In for Melanson. Melanson lost it there on the near side wall and put the length of the ice by Tri-City. Good job by the Storm. 22 seconds left in the man advantage. Omaha with the puck in their own zone to Sacco. Sacco Dutch pass to Huff. Huff dumps it deep. Lappin gets there and clears the zone. All the way down on Lyon. Nice job by Lappin. 7 seconds left in the Vecchione penalty. Omaha one last rush. They dump it in deep off the backboard. Picked up by Cecere. Whacks it around. Out of the zone. Out of the box. Vecchione couldn't catch up to that puck. Back down to the Tri-City zone. Cecere has it. Cecere behind his own net. He'll start the other way. 17 minutes even left in the second period. Cecere turns it over in his own zone. Another turnover for Tri-City. Here comes Omaha. Moving on the left circle. Cross ice pass to the right point. Down low. Shot goes from Osteel. Kept in at the left point there by Foley. Makes a move around Gomez. Down low. Chance there for Hines. He holds. Hines in the near side corner. Looking around, taking some pressure from Bonner. Cross-ice pass. Top of the right circle. Shot blocked by Halish. Nice job. Puck loose, kept in by Sacco. Sacco leaves it for Hines. Hines with some space. Gets taken down. Penalty coming. Save made by Fry. Rebound touched up by Halish. And it's a holding penalty to Tri-City. Fourth penalty of the night for Tri-City after they just killed the Vecchione penalty. They'll be back shorthanded for 2 minutes. Holding the call, Tim Bonner, assistant captain of this team, will skate to the box. 16:23 left to go in the second period. Tri-City not helping themselves with two early penalties in the second period. They trail Omaha 3-1. Fresh power play line out for the Lancers. Osterberg with Chatham and Randolph. Defenseman Poolman and Cleland. Faceoff is won by Tri-City. McCardle dumps it around and out of the zone. Nice job by McCardle. Good start to the penalty kill for Tri-City. Lides on the forecheck. Able to hold off a little bit longer. Nice job by Heikki Lides, another assistant captain here named this week, along with Bonner, the captain of this team. Brian Warren also on the ice. Bonner's the one in the box. Osterberg's got it. Osterberg to Randolph. Out of the zone. Pass it back to Poolman. Ward with a lot of pressure. Back to Randolph. Dumped into the zone. McCardle fights there. Backhands it off the glass. Kept in by Cleland. Now dumped into the near side corner. Chance in front. Nice job by Mallard to block that pass. Another chance on a wraparound. Went wide. Now it's bounced around. Ward. Clearing attempt deflected but out of the zone. Brian Ward. Nice job. Storm changed lines. Vecchione out to cause some havoc on the forecheck. Poolman keeps the puck behind his own net. 103 left to go in the penalty to Bonner. Pass to Cleland in neutral ice. Cleland in onside. Martin found it in his skates for the Storm. Couldn't clear the zone. Kept in there by Chatham, who's got a goal tonight. Down low. Try to pass it back up top. Deflected by Lappin. Trying to kick it out. Glukowski was tied up. Couldn't. Saved in by Randolph quickly. Still in the zone. Lappin falls down. Couldn't get it out. Randolph fighting him on the near side wall. 35 seconds left in the power play. Chatham kept it in. Quick shot off the post. Off the post from the point there from Osteel. Osteel over to Gillespie. Gillespie down low. Chance in front. Chatham slaps away at it. Fry makes a save and hangs on. Net came off. Fry made the save. Jawing after the play was Vecchione and Osterberg. Stoppage with 14:43 left in the second period. Omaha with a 3-1 lead. 20 seconds left on the penalty to Tim Bonner. Tri-City will be shorthanded for 20 more seconds. The faceoff will be in their zone. They're going to realign the net as it came off after the play. Christian Fry with a couple good saves down low with the pads. And now we'll see McMurphy and Moy go head-to-head on the draw to the left of Fry. Won by Omaha. Osteel with it at the point. Osteel holding there. Chance down to the right point now as Foline has it. Foline to Osterberg. Now to Gillespie at the top of the left circle. Down low. Left circle, Moy holds. Back up top. Now to Moy. 2 seconds on the power play. Chance in front. Gillespie has a shot. Rebound is loose in the crease. Fry trying to find it, and now he holds on. Good job by Tri-City right there. Everybody got a man. The puck was loose in front. No Omaha player was free to pound that puck home. Tri-City defensively, after the penalty kill expired, does a good job. Fry covers up. 14:17 left in the second period. Omaha with a commanding 3-1 lead. Tri-City's already killed off two penalties here in the period, and now Omaha wins the draw, still with possession. Gillespie at the top of the left circle. Wrist shot goes wide. Nice job. Blocked in front. Might have been deflected. Maller able to clear it up to Cotton. Cotton with some speed on the right side. Cotton in onside. Gets taken off the puck. And it's picked up by Buchta. Buchta tried to clear it around. Kept in by Lappin. Back on the stick of Buchta. Bounced it off the backboards. Eastman there. Throws it towards the center. Cotton gets taken down by Moy. Here comes Omaha. Lichtenwald in onside. But dumped right back out of the zone. Cotton there to chip it back into the Omaha zone. It rolls in. Picked up by Buchta. Buchta cross ice pass to Lichtenwald. All the way in onside. Fry tried to chop it down, but it was still bouncing there. Cutler Martin plays it up to Ward. Ward with some space. Cross-ice pass to Vecchione. Trying to get around his man. Fell down. Couldn't get there. Lappin dumps it in deep. Lappin to the near side corner. 3:24 left in the second period of play. Storm trailing Omaha 3-1. No goals yet in the second period. In onside for Ward. Leaves it off for Vecchione. Shot, and it's score! Mike Vecchione! The shot got deflected. It went off the crossbar and down. Referee was on top of it. And the Storm have cut it the lead to 3-2. Not the prettiest goal in the world, but the Storm will take it. And Vecchione will get credit. 13-14 left in the second period of play. And Tri-City's back in this one now, just down one. As I look at the replay, Vecchione got his stick on it. It was a bouncing puck. And it went bar down, as they say. Tri-City has two consecutive goals in this game. They trail 3-2. They're getting outshot unofficially 25-6, but they're in it, folks. At the 6:46 mark, Mike Vecchione, his second of the season. Assist now goes to Ward and Cutler Martin as the Storm make it 3-2 here. Faceoff is won by Omaha. What a big goal for Mike Vecchione. Got it to go home on an awkward play coming into the zone. And Tri-City back in this one after surrendering the first three goals of the game. It's 3-2. Now the Storm in their own zone. Tripped up was McMurphy, no call. But the Storm have the puck. It's now L'Esperance. L'Esperance gets possession. Bouncing puck to Glukowski. Now Cutler Martin banks it up the boards for Lidas. He gets hit in neutral ice. Taken back by Omaha now. Some room, and they're in onside. Foline got it taken away. Nice forecheck by Lidas. Lidas with a good hard-working play there. Moves it back to the Omaha zone. Osteel with it. Osteel back to Foline. In neutral ice now. L'Esperance trying to take it away. In onside. Melanson. Backhand shot. Right pad saved by Fry. Now on the near side board. In a neutral ice. Nice play by Ward. He's got a 2-on-1. Ward down the right side. Stops. Shot. Wide of the net. Light went on here, but it went wide. Lidas missed the net after a nice job by Ward. Now on the play, turnaround, big hit by Omaha. Ward went down. Ward seems okay. Gets right back up, goes after the puck. Gets to the red line, dumps in deep, takes another hit. All the way down in the Omaha zone. Boy, a big 2-on-1 chance for Ward. Now another chance for the Storm. Here's Bonner in the near side. Bonner, pass to Vecchione, shot save. Vecchione on the one-timer got some good wood on that one. As a save was made by Lyon, poked into neutral ice. Now here comes Omaha. Some pace to this game now as Sacco in onside. Makes a move around a defender. Fry makes a save with a stick. Now Cecere tried to find Bonner. Puck goes all the way down. It'll be an icing on Tri-City. Not what the Storm were looking for there as they're trying to push the pace the other way. 11:28 left to go in the second period. 3-2 the score here at the Viero Event Center. Thanks for listening. I'm Jared Schaffran here with you on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Omaha, a 3-2 lead. They score the first three goals of the game. And Mike Vecchione. To score. He's up back in the Storm zone after an icing to the right of Christian Fry. Roboski gets it off the win, but he cleared it around. Couldn't get it on the stick of Cecere, kept in by Omaha. Chance in front now. Plass was blocked. A lot of movement down low. Here comes Omaha. Moving out. Now in the near side corner is Tyler Hines. Hines takes a big hit from Cecere. No call coming. Cecere got him. But now he turns it back over to Hines. Quick wrist shot saved by Fry. Rebound by Cecere. Cleared around the boards. Halish trying to get it out. He does get to neutral ice. At the red line. All the way off the back glass. Dumped in by Omaha. After a change for Omaha, Tri-City with a rush. Halish, wrist shot goes wide of the net. Cotton now clears it around, but it's Cotton and the Storm will go for a change, and Omaha's got it. 10:38 left in the second period. Omaha with a 3-2 lead, but an icing will be called on the Lancers. They cannot go and change. A little bit of an argument there from Vince Pedry as he felt he was at the red line. However, the officials were there. Icing is whistled for. 10:33 left in the second period at the Viero Event Center. Storm trying to come back here. Down three goals. It's 3-2 now. Face off to the right of Alex Lyon, the Omaha goaltender, won by the Storm. Maller keeps it in at the line. All the way down for Tim Lappin. Lappin got cut in front of there by Nicholas Foline. And it's taken away by Randolph. Randolph makes the pass over to Pedri. Pedri dumps it in deep. Omaha getting a little bit of a change here off the icing. McArdle gets it stolen from behind the net. Chance in front. Rebounds loose. Storm trying to protect their own net. They do. Lappin comes away with it in the near side corner. Now behind the net for Maller. Maller with some room. Pass up the middle. Turned over to Osteel. Down low. Shot goes wide. Storm sloppy in their own zone here tonight. Omaha still has it on the stick. Still with possession. Big hit by Maller. He gets whistled for a penalty. And Dylan Maller, not the hit you want to see there, as it was pretty clear, a boarding call or a hitting from behind as the player from Omaha turned his back. We get a whistle and a stoppage of play and a media timeout after the Dylan Maller penalty. He'll sit in the box, the fifth penalty to Tri-City tonight. There has not been a penalty called on Omaha. Omaha, 1-for-4 on the power play coming in. Storm penalty kill starting the night was at converting at 89%. They've let up one goal here, and the penalty being announced for Maller. Fans not happy, as you would expect. Penalties in this game have been called to Lappin, Eastman, Vecchione, and Bonner, and now Maller. 3-2 Omaha has the lead. Tri-City back to the penalty kill. And just a reminder, fans, if you didn't hear during the Central Hydraulics intermission report, the Valentino's trivia question of the night. Which Storm player is leading the team in goals scored this season? Which Storm player is leading the team in goals scored this season? If you know the right answer, tweet it at us. At Tri-City Storm. We'll get you a retweet if you're right. And we'll also tell you that's the correct answer here at the end of the second period. Here on the Breeze, 94.5. Thanks for tuning in. Tri-City to the penalty kill for the fifth time tonight. Brian Ward, one of the staples of this penalty kill, able to win the draw in his own zone. Cutler Martin swings it around the boards to Lidas. Fan on a clearing attempt, kept in down low by Omaha. The Lancers keep it in. Cross-ice pass kept in at the line there from Osteel. Now it's Gillespie to Osteel. Gillespie, wrist shot. Pad saved by Fry. Got it with the blocker. Nice job by Christian Fry. Read that one. Osteel trying to keep it in. Ward dumps it down with a backhanded clearing attempt. Off the boards. Turned over right back to the Storm after Lyon came out of his net. Klukowski clears the zone. Now down low for Nicholas. Maller, and actually they have a second Storm member in the penalty box. The penalty's not up on the board, but I believe they've called something else here. I didn't notice that a second Storm player. Storm have four men on the ice, only one man down, but they actually called Maller on a misconduct for 10 minutes after that checking from behind penalty. So a second Storm player serving in the box. I'm not sure if it might be Jason Cotton. Looks to be there on the far side. As Omaha, 1:05 left on the power play. They're in onside. Osteel at the left point to Foline on the right point. Foline holding there. Back to Osteel. Osteel to the left circle for Moy. Down low to Gillespie in the near side corner. In front for Moy. Backhanded shot saved by Fry. Rebound. Another shot. Score. Gillespie, the goal. The power play for Omaha. Converts for the second time tonight. He beat Fry short side. Late call by the official to signal that it was a goal, but give it to Kenny Gillespie. Second goal of the season for Gillespie, 8:26. Remaining in the second period in the Storm. After only trailing by one goal, they find themselves down by two. 4-2 Omaha lead. Ward dumps it in deep for Tri-City. Banked off the backboards for Cleland. Cleland on the near side wall. Ahead, Roboski had it with a glove for a second. Back to Ward. In onside are Omaha. Squirts over to Roboski in front of the net. He brings it behind the net. Now off a skate. Couldn't clear the zone. Gomez went off his skate. Now on the backboards. Picked up by Omaha. Omaha has definitely had the advantage here tonight. Tri-City trying to get back in this game. Trail by two goals. Cutler Martin on the rush, turns it over, but now the Storm get it back. Ward to Moore, bouncing puck. Moore, backhander for Gomez, bouncing puck went wide. Moore in the near side corner, far side corner, excuse me, as it's picked up by Omaha. Lion out of his net, plays it around on the near side wall. Kukowski keeps it in, nice job. Kukowski gets taken down. He's got to get back as here comes Omaha. Osterberg got ahead of the play, ahead of Kukowski. Wrist shot went off the skate of McCardle, and it went wide. Lappin now sees some pressure in his own zone, keeping the puck there. Back onto the stick of McCardle. To Kukowski. Forecheck turns it over. Almost. McCardle got it back on his stick. Now it's kept in by Foline, and it hits the netting. Faceoff will come outside of the zone when we resume play. 7:02 remaining in the... trying to get back in this game. They've fallen behind early. Down low. Cecier banks it off the wall to wall. The Cotton turned over. Omaha with it. Down low. Chance in front. Storm take it away. Dumped in by Frico. Frico had it back on a stick. Now cleared all the way down by the Storm. Icing is the call. 6:38 remaining in the second period of play. Omaha leads Tri-City 4-2 here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Four goals scored by Omaha. Tri-City has not allowed too many goals this season, but with a 1-3-1 record, they need to score some more. As off the draw, quick wrist shot saved by Fry. The shot came there from Tyler Hines. And we're going to get a media timeout here as the players skate back to the bench. Media timeout, a little bit of roughhousing at the end of that play. Maller still in the box serving a 10-minute misconduct that he was whistled for at 10:18. So he's pretty much done. He is done for the rest of this period. He'll be back in the third period. The Storm trail. 4-2 to Omaha. Last goal for Omaha scored by Kenny Gillespie on the power play from Eli Lichtenwald and Tyler Moy, at 11:34 of the period. That goal was a power play goal after the Maller hit, checking from behind in his own zone. Storm trailed by 3 goals in this game. They got back into it with 2 goals of their own to make it 3-2, but the Gillespie goal has the Storm trailing 4-2 here in the second period of play. Out of the timeout. Faceoff is going to be to the right of Christian Fry. Brian Ward on the draw for Tri-City. Loses it. Osteel at the point. Osteel now down low. Cross ice pass back up top for Foley. Foley down low. Taken off the puck. Banked off the Wards. Here comes Ward. Ward with some room. Moving in onside. Try to dump it deep. Right onto the stick there of Huff. Huff back to neutral ice. Cutler Martin. Martin gets harassed there, but he gets the puck to Moore. Moore in onside to Vecchione with some room. Wrist shot blocked. Ward overskated that one. Picked up now by Omaha. They move out of neutral ice. Huff in onside. Throws one in on Fry. Fry left the rebound for a second, but he covers up, and now a lot of physical play after the whistle. Hines, as well as Glukowski. To the box. Glukowski also. We'll see if there's any loss of manpower. 5:51 left in the second period here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM. Storm trailing the Lancers 4-2. As the faceoff will be in the... actually, they just ruled that the faceoff will be out of the Storm zone. So, both penalties to Glukowski and Hines will not affect... manpower was still 5-on-5 for the last 5:51 here in this period. Cecier off the draw for the Storm into neutral ice. cleared all the way down the ice by Omaha into the Tri-City zone. Chance in front here. Gomez has got it. Gomez tried to get it out of the zone. He was taken off the play. McArdle chips to neutral ice. Now Bonner. Bonner on the far side wall. Down low. Bonner. Try to get one in front for Halish. Behind the net. Chance in front with a lot of time. Bonner, wrist shot. Off the back. Might have gone in. Looks like it was kept out by Lyon. No goal for Tri-City as Bonner had a lot of time in front of the net. Halish was also there. 5:14 left in the second period. Tri-City trailing by two goals. Lyon kept that one out of the net. Bonner had a lot of time, but he didn't have a lot of space to shoot at as he was trying to dangle and find some space, but he couldn't. And the faceoff now in the Omaha zone, McMurphy against Osterberg, who gets thrown out of the draw, and Chatham comes in to take it. McMurphy there. Puck is down. One by Omaha. On the near side wall, gets poked into neutral ice. Cutler Martin gloves it down, loses his stick, and Omaha comes away with it. Randolph gets hit by Martin, kept in at the right point. Lide is able to break that play up. It's kept in once again by Omaha. Now down low. Chance in front, goes wide, and it's banked off the backboards there by Cleland. Cutler Martin still without a stick here, trying to play it without a stick. Kept in at the right point by Omaha. Down low. Randolph. Randolph on the far side wall. Gets hit. Still with the puck. Two Storm players there. Cutler Martin still without a stick. Puck squirts out. Lide's trying to fight for it there. Roboski's there for the Storm. But Osterberg takes it away. Goes around two players. Roboski there. Chance in front. Fry makes the save. Sweeps it into the corner. Round the far side wall. Kept in once again by Omaha. Nice job by Pullman. Chance in front. McMurphy there to block that centering pass. 4:13 left in the period. An Omaha player is down in the far side corner. Kept in. Kept on the sticks of Omaha. McMurphy's there for Tri-City. In the far side corner. Still for Chatham. Cross-ice passer Cleland. Chance in front. Fry with a glove save. Rebound bouncing around in front of the net. Melanson, who came in on the line change. A lot of pressure for Omaha. Off the back of the net. Cutler Martin still trying to fight. Back to Omaha now. Finally, Lesperance gets it on a stick. He banks it off the boards. Out of the zone. Storm trying to get some changes here. Melanson back in onside. Omaha leaving it. Fan on a shot. Another chance was blocked. The first shot came from Router. And then a block for Tri-City. Still down low. Router in front. Taken away by Lesperance. Lesperance cross-ice pass. Off the stick of Lappin. Can't get it deep. Tri-City trying to change some more players. Omaha offsides whistled. At 3:21, a huge break for Tri-City. The offsides whistled on the Lancers. 3:21 left to go in the second period. Omaha leading 4-2 on top of Tri-City. Cotton and Melanson on the draw. Cotton wins it. Storm with that offside. Get some bodies out there. Big win for them. Cecir to Lappin in onside. Penalty. A penalty to Omaha as there's an obstruction, a hook on Lappin. Frigo's arguing here, but it'll be a Century 21 power play with 3:03 left to go in the period. Big break for Tri-City trying to get a goal here on the power play. Penalty goes to Frigo. Every day is a sunny day at Century 21 Midlands in Kearney. You have full-time agents ready to serve your needs, from discussing the process of buying or listing a property to all the details necessary to close, either with the money in your hands or the keys to your new property. Call us at 308-234-5550. Storm on their first Century 21 power play of the night, and promptly Ward gets thrown out of the faceoff circle. Bonner steps in. He'll take the draw against Tyler Hines. He wins it. Back to McArdle. McArdle to Cotton at the right point. Cotton seeing some power play action here in his second Storm game. Down low to Bonner. Bonner off the wall. Lost possession. Nice job by Cleland. Pass down low. Cleland blocked it with a glove. Loose in the corner. McArdle. Weak pass, but he gets it over to Cotton. Cotton at the right point. Stick handling there to Ward on the near side wall. Ward holding down low. To Bonner. Bonner to Ward. Back to Bonner. Near side corner. 2 minutes left of the period. 58 seconds on the power play. Bonner with some space. Try to get it to Gomez. Pick back up by Bonner. Cotton. Over. Bounce off a skate of McArdle. Ward takes his man down. Keeps the puck. Ward. Get a Gomez. Now Ward on the far side corner. Gomez. Try to get it back to the point. Intercepted by Omaha. And dump the length of the ice. Tri-City with possession. Not a lot of shooting attempts. 33 seconds left in their first power play of the game. They dump it in deep. All the way on the backboards. Whacked around the and out of the zone. By Omaha. This time specifically Vince Pedry. 1:23 left in the period. 19 seconds left in the penalty to Luca Frigo. Tri-City with one more rush left in him. Lappin. Inside of Cecere. Back to Lappin. With some space to Glukowski. Down low to Moore. 7 seconds left. Glukowski to Cecere. Back to Glukowski. Fakes on a shot. For Vecchione. Moore with a one-timer. Saved by Lyon. He read it perfectly. Alex Lyon makes a nice save. We're back at even strength. Whistle comes with 1:02. Remaining in the second period of play. The Storm got the first goal of the period to make it 3-2. But Omaha and Kenny Gillespie with a power play goal has it at 4-2. In favor of the Lancers. 1:02 left in the period. Lesperance on the draw in the Omaha zone. Puck gets dropped. Rolls right in. On to Alex Lyon. He covers up. 58 seconds left in the period. 4 seconds off the clock on that play. Can't believe it. As Lesperance. Osterberg racing in. Shot goes wide. Net almost came off. Osterberg went flying into the net. Lost his stick. Here comes Tri-City. 40 seconds left in the period. They've got a 3-on-2 if they hurry. Moore gets taken off the puck nicely by the Omaha defense. He had a trailer there in Glukowski, but he couldn't get him the puck. Now way out of the net, Fry. Pass got blocked. Able to get his own rebound. Dangerous moment for the Storm, but they get it back to neutral ice. 22 seconds left in the period. Now it's Pedry. Dumps it in deep. Fry out of his net to play it. Glukowski around to Cutler Martin. Martin to Trevor Moore. 10 seconds left. Moore dumps it deep into the near side corner. 6 seconds left. Picked up by Omaha. 5 seconds left. Skating out is Melanson. And that'll do it. Second period in the books. Omaha on top 4-2 over the Tri-City Storm. Here after two periods, each team scores one. In the second, Storm still trailing by 2 goals with 20 minutes remaining in this one. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the Central Hydraulics intermission report here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ.
It's the music that revolutionized the sound of Christmas. Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. A holiday tradition for over 25 years. Don't miss this holiday extravaganza.
Thursday, December 20th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com.
Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Get reserved seat tickets now.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
Pfft, how hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last-second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Back inside the Viero Event Center here in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney, providing you with hydraulic sales, service, and repair, located on the web at centralhydraulic.com. Thanks for listening here on The Breeze 94.5 FM. I'm Jared Schaffran here for the Central Hydraulics Intermission Report, and we'll get right into the Stadler penalties have been mostly to Tri-City. They've been whistled for a total of five penalties. Omaha, 2-for-5 on the power play. Tri-City. Omaha for the first three goals of this game. Connor Chatham at 3:15 of the first period. Eli Lichtenwald at 11:25. Ullman changed to Ullman at 12:47. Of the first period, and then Johnny Hrabowski, Jason Cotton combined to get the first Tri-City goal on the board. Cotton led a nice pass to Hrabowski, who wristed it into the empty net. That was at 13:47 of the first period, and Tri-City was down 3-1 after one. In the second period, 6:46 into the frame, Vecchione gets on the board, his second goal of the season from Brian Ward and Cutler Martin to give the Omaha lead down to one goal. Cut the deficit to one, but Kenny Gillespie on the power play after a 2-10. Dylan Maller called for 2-10, checking from behind at 10:18. It only took the Lancers a few seconds to capitalize on that one. Gillespie puts it home on a power play goal from Lichtenwald, his second point of the night, and Moy, his second point of the night. The power play goal made it 4-2 for the Lancers, and that's where we stand. Shots on goal, Omaha with a wide advantage, 34-11 after two periods of play. That's something Tri-City is going to need to work on here in the third. Got to get more chances in both of the first two periods. They've been outworked by Omaha. That's your Stadler Implement period recap. Stadler Implement makes farming easier in the state of Nebraska with their great selection of Kubota tractors and meat handling equipment. For the parts you need to keep you running, visit Stadler Implement off of Highway 6 in Minden. Take a quick break here on The Breeze, and we'll be back with your Midway Auto Group scoreboard update in the Central Hydraulic Intermission Report on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQ.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free. That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of SunMart on 2nd Avenue.
Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment Company of Kearney is your source for hydraulic sales, service, and repair. Central Hydraulic can also supply you with great products like Adrian Steel Toolboxes, Ladder Racks, Pronghorn Utility Bodies, Flatbeds, Tommy Gate Lifts, and Bosch Snow Plows. Central Hydraulic also has a large stock of hydraulic components, repair parts, and much more. Central Hydraulic Systems and Equipment of Kearney. Call 308-237-2625 or check them out on the internet at centralhydrauliconline.com.
Storm Hockey and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska are teaming up once again to fight cancer. The annual Jerseys for a Cause program presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska is back. Storm by the Viera Wireless Guest Services tend at Storm home games and purchase a $1 jersey raffle ticket and help fight cancer. Each Storm game, one of the game-worn pink in the rink jerseys will be raffled off with the monthly proceeds going to an organization in the Tri-Cities. In the 2011-2012 season, the program generated over $10,000 for organizations. This year, the program will benefit the Tackle Cancer Fund, Buffalo County Relay for Life, Make-A-Wish Foundation, Grand Island St. Francis Hospital Cancer Center, the Good Samaritan Hospital Cancer Center, and the Mary Lanning Hospital Cancer Center in Hastings. So join the Storm and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska in an effort to fight cancer in our area. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, count on us to be there when you need us.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with pillow-top beds for a great night's sleep to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
This is Tri-City Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5. This is the Central Hydraulic Systems Intermission Report. Back to the arena with the voice of your Tri-City Storm, Jared Schaffran.
Welcome back. Here is the Arrow Event Center, Jared Schaffran. For the Central Hydraulics Intermission Report here at the Viera Event Center, we're going to take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here presented by Midway Auto Group. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. Think Midway.com. As we take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard here, Tri-City trails Omaha 4-2 here in the second intermission report. As things are looking up for the Storm, they were able to cut the lead a little bit, but a goal from the Lancers putting them back up 4-2 here at the second period intermission. We go look at the out-of-town scoreboard here. Muskegon with a 4-3 win over Chicago. Surprising win for Muskegon. They come back late in the third period. They are down 3-2, and they win 4-3 in overtime. The Lumberjacks pull out the win over the Steel. Sioux City takes care of Youngstown 5-1. There's 5 minutes left in that game. Sioux City looks like they'll come away with a win. Cedar Rapids on top of Indiana 4-0 with 12 minutes to go. Waterloo on top of Sioux Falls with 7 minutes to go in the third period. Des Moines on top of Team USA 8-1. A rout for the Buccaneers at home in Des Moines. 9 minutes left in that game. Lincoln is on top of Fargo 3-2. In the third period, 8 minutes left to go. Dubuque on top of Green Bay, 3-2 with 6:50 left to go in the second period. Dubuque has been one of the strongest teams in the USHL early on this season. That's Midway Auto Group scoreboard updated, presented by Midway.
Number one.
Nutrition Store for Sports Nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free.
Absolutely free.
That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better.
Feel better.
Perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Welcome to Burger King. What can we get for you?
How's the new popcorn chicken?
Oh, imagine perfect bite-sized, juicy, tender chicken with a flavorful, seasoned, crispy outside and your choice of 8 delicious dipping sauces.
Sold!
You know, they go great with our crispy sweet potato fries.
Sold again!
The only thing better than hearing about our new popcorn chicken and sweet potato fries is tasting them. Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with pillow-top beds for a great night's sleep to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
1, 2, 3, 4!
The music you love. The times you remember. The show that takes you back. Experience the Beatles with Rain. It's a hit.
February 12th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com and the Arena Box Office.
Do you want to get ripped?
The number one nutrition store for sports nutrition is Complete Nutrition. If you're looking to build complete muscle or burn fat, we carry the strongest, most effective products in the industry. Stop by and pick up one of our five new hardcore muscle building products. Our customers are consistently putting on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle and dramatically increasing their strength. These products are the real deal, so get them while you can.
Get them at Complete Nutrition.
No gimmicks, just quality products that deliver results. Be the next guy to pack on 10 to 20 pounds of complete muscle. For a limited time only, stop by Complete Nutrition today and find out how to get the pre-workout Jack 3D absolutely free.
Absolutely free.
That's right, get your favorite pre-workout, including the popular Jack 3D, absolutely free. Complete Nutrition. Look better.
Feel better.
Perform better.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Welcome to Burger King. What can we get for you?
How's the new popcorn chicken?
Oh, imagine perfect bite-sized, juicy, tender chicken with a flavorful, seasoned, crispy outside and your choice of 8 delicious dipping sauces.
Sold!
You know, they go great with our crispy sweet potato fries.
Sold again!
The only thing better than hearing about our new popcorn chicken and sweet potato fries is tasting them. Burger King, where taste is king. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Best Western Plus, the official hotel of the Tri-City Storm, offers the finest in amenities. From the spacious rooms with pillow-top beds for a great night's sleep to the free hot breakfast to start your day off right. The Best Western Plus also has an indoor pool and hot tub, free high-speed internet, and meeting space for all types of meetings. We have special rates if you're coming to watch the Storm, conveniently located right off the Kearney exit, next door to the Viero Event Center. Call us today at 308-234-2541.
Your Tri-City Storm now enter the third and final period. Believe purple. This is Storm Hockey on the Breeze 94.5.
Jared Schaffran with you here as we get back and ready to go at the Viero Event Center here in the third period of play. Tri-City taking on Omaha. The Storm trail 4-2 right now, in need of a two-goal comeback 20 minutes left to go, left to come back. And Tri-City definitely looking for something here as they got a few goals in this game. One goal for Johnny Roboski, his first of the season. The other goal, give it to Mike Vecchione as the Storm now getting ready to take the ice for the third period. As they will switch sides, they'll go from right to left here on your radio broadcast. Back in side the Viero Event Center on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Goaltender Alex Lyon now back in his net. He was in for the first period. Storm on the ice as you're listening here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Jared Shaffron on the call, 4-2 the score. Like I said, Storm in need of a comeback. Coach Josh Howji really trying to rally his troops. He gets back on the bench, gives everyone a tap on the back, saying, hey, we can do this. We need some points. We need to get back into this game. Storm, once again, going from right to left. They'll start out with Brian Ward, Trevor Moore, and Mike Vecchione. That line combined for a goal in the second period as we're underway in the third period. 4-2 deficit for Tri-City. Looking to come out with some energy here early on. Ward on the near side boards. Over to McArdle. McArdle, neutral ice. Try to get it over to Vecchione and Moore, but pass couldn't connect, and it goes back into Omaha's zone. Chip back into neutral ice. Cecere racing forward. He's got it now. Over to Roboski. Roboski with one of the Storm goals tonight. Makes a nice move around a player. Try to get it up for Vecchione. Pass was blocked. Trevor Moore gets to it. Dumps it in deep. All the way down around the boards. As it gets poked around and out of the zone by Omaha. Just underway here in the third period. Storm come right back in onside. Moore with a lot of speed. Down the wall, try to find Ward with a pass. Kept in by Glukowski. First, just a second back on the stick of Cleland. Cleland kept in there at the boards by the third period. Storm challenge 4-2 to Omaha. Omaha for the second round. With a quick shot off a turnover. And it's saved there by Alex Lyon. Stoppage of play. 18:54 left in this game. And we never got to the answer to the trivia question. Here at tonight's game, the answer, Brian Ward with three goals for the Storm. That was the answer to tonight's Valentino Storm trivia question of the night. Didn't see any correct response on Twitter. Quick shot off the draw for the Storm. Vergames right into the chest of Lyon. He holds on for a stoppage. 8:48 left to go in this game. Storm down by two. Once again, back to that trivia question. No correct answers again, fans. I need to see some tweets here. Tweet at Tri-City Storm. Correct answer this time was Brian Ward. We'll have another one for, sponsored by Valentino's tomorrow night. Face off one by Tri-City. McArdle dumps it in deep. Big time hit on Lides there. Penalty is whistled. 18:38 left to go in this game, and it was actually Lides that dished out the hit, and he gets whistled for the call, and a big blow to Tri-City early on in the third period. Lides will go to the box, and actually Lides, they're going to consider this possibly a major penalty. It was a big hit. I didn't really get a great look at it, but Lides is getting escorted off the ice. He's been ejected from the game, double minor. Checking from behind, another checking from behind penalty. Lides, assistant captain on this team, out of the game, off the ice. And not good here for the Storm. 4 minutes on the board. It's going to be a rough 4 minutes here for Tri-City. Need to kill off already trailing two goals as the hit there from Lides. They call it from behind. He was up high. I'm watching the replay. He was up high. Could have been called boarding as well, as took a couple steps and leveled an Omaha player. 18:37 left in this game. Tri-City trails 4-2. 4 minutes on the board. A double minor. Right now, whistled on Heikki Lides. He's done for the night. Storm win the draw and clear the zone here. And a chance shorthanded. Bonner gets it taken away. Bonner would have had a nice chance, but it's taken away by Kenny Gillespie. And now the Storm get it back on their sticks and it's out of the zone. Gets poked in back onside. And now Omaha territory. The Lancers have the puck. About 30 seconds into the penalty, a four-minute double minor called on Lidas. Storm lose the puck. Gillespie down low. Shot score. Kenny Gillespie, the third power play goal for Omaha here tonight. And it's a 5-2 lead for Omaha. They make the Storm pay right away. They'll cut that penalty down to 2 minutes now. One player out of the box. And it's 5-2. The score. Gillespie, his second goal of the night. Fifth goal for the Lancers. Commanding 5-2 lead. 2 minutes left now on the double minor as they convert right away. And that's just a broken play. The Storm find themselves out of position. And Gillespie had all day on a pass to put it home. Referees having a discussion now. But Gillespie gets credit for the goal, his second of the game. Back at center ice for the faceoff. 18:06 left in this one. Going to be a long uphill battle for Tri-City, down three goals here in the third period of play. Faceoff won by Omaha. And they dump it in Tri-City, and McArdle dumps it all the way down on line. Stops it there. Behind the net now is Omaha. With the puck behind their own net. Cleland starts it the other way. Finds Pullman. Pullman dumps it in deep. Wraps it around the boards. Storm get to it. Martin tries to clear. He can't. Randolph. Cross-ice pass. Pullman back to Cleland at the right point. Cleland down low for Randolph. Randolph looking around. Back to Cleland. Now Randolph. One-timer. Hit the side of the net. Back to Randolph. Randolph on the near side boards. Down low. Back up top for Cleland. Cross-ice pass. Pullman. Back to Randolph. Couldn't handle it, but now he does. Chance in front. Went through the crease. Nobody on the other end of it. Cleland keeps it in. Beats McMurphy. McMurphy really going all out to try to clear. And now the Storm able to clear the zone. 17:05 left in the game. 57 seconds left in the Lidas double minor. Lidas is out. He's done for the night. He's been ejected after the checking from behind double minor. 5-2 the score. Dumped in by Omaha. Sasir gets to it. Clears out it to neutral ice. Foline. Pass over to Osteel. Now Foline in neutral ice to down low back to Hines with Sacco. Now to Foline at the top. To Hines on the right circle. Shot saved by Fry into the glove. Went off his chest. High off his chest, almost by his neck. Trickled into his glove. Stoppage of play. 16:24 left to go in the game. 18 seconds left in the penalty to Lidas. 5-2 the score. Omaha, the three-goal lead. They've had control of this game all night. Storm have taken some costly penalties. Now to the left of Fry. Face-off won by Omaha. Sacco up top to Osteel. Down low. Now to Huff. Back to Tynes. Hines to Huff. Huff at the top of the left circle now in the slot. Over to Foline. Foline on the near side wall. Back to Osteel at the top. Now Huff. Chance for Foline. Storm are back at full strength. Here's Lappin. 16 minutes left in the game. Here's Cotton. Cotton in outside. Cross-ice pass. Would have been nice for Cotton to actually let go and shoot at that one, but he decided to go for a pass. Deflected out of the zone. Now McArdle. Pass and neutral ice was blocked. McArdle's got it. Back over to Glukowski. Glukowski in his own zone for more. Starting a breakout. Cross-ice pass. Nice pass, but Lappin moved the other way on it. Couldn't connect. Went all the way back in on line. On the far side wall. Glukowski keeps it in. Knuckle puck goes wide of the net. On the near side wall. Kept in by Tri-City there by Cotton. Cotton on the near side wall for Eastman. Eastman keeps it in. Cotton now Trevor Moore. Moore down low behind the backboards. Lost the puck. Went too far ahead of him on the pass. Kept in by Sasir. Chance gets deflected by the stick of Lyon. Give him a save on that one. He deflects it into the netting. 15-15. Left to go in this game. Tri-City down 5-2 to Omaha. Faceoff stays in the Omaha zone as Lyon deflected it out of play. Tri-City desperately needing a momentum change here. That penalty to Lidas just took all the air out of him. Trying to come back in the third period, and it's not the penalty you want to take. The double minor, another checking from behind call. as now the faceoff in the Omaha zone, won by the Lancers. They clear out to neutral ice. Sasir picks it up for Tri-City. Sasir up to McMurphy. McMurphy gets it ahead, kept in by Pullman. Pullman dumps it deep. Sasir. Sasir off the back wall to Roboski, who's got a goal in tonight's game. Up to Eastman. Cross ice pass. Nice look for Halish, but he couldn't handle it cleanly, and it gets poked back to neutral ice. Sasir to Cutler-Martin. Martin off the skates of McMurphy. It'll go all the way down for an icing on Tri-City. 14:43 left to go in the game. 5-2 the score in favor of the Omaha Lancers. Here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM KLIQ. We'll be back here tomorrow night for these two teams. It'll be a half an hour earlier than it was tonight. 7:05 is the puck drop time as the faceoff won by Omaha. They cleared around for Bukta. Bukta down low for Moy. A lot of pressure here by Omaha, finally taken away by Halish. He clears the length of the ice. Halish sprinting down there out of his net, has to come lying. Clears the out of the zone to neutral ice. Gomez holding there. Gomez lost it to Bukta, now back on the stick of the Storm, and Tim Bonner. Bonner in on side, towards the net. No one on the other side of that one. As Moy in neutral ice now to Gillespie. Gillespie with two goals in this game, dumps it in deep. Gomez there to play it with some speed in the near corner now. Gomez moving out to neutral ice. Long cross-ice pass, couldn't connect with Bonner. Back in to the Lancers zone, it's Osiel. Osiel takes a hit. Clear on the far side boards. Gukowski keeps it in. Gukowski throws it in. Ricardo with a shot, blocked in front. Rebound goes to Tri-City. Nice backhand pass from Gomez. Gave it over to Bonner. He missed that shot over the net. Rebound goes to Omaha. On the near side wall, they clear out to neutral ice. McArdle. McArdle in onside. Wrist shot. Gloved. And held onto by Alex Lyon. 13:31 left to go in this game. Tri-City trailing by three goals here on the Breeze. 94.5 FM. Get our first media timeout of the third period. And Tri-City has worked hard but taken too many penalties. That's been the theme of tonight's game. The penalties have cost them. And Omaha has scored three power play goals on seven power play opportunities. Tri-City just 0-for-1 with a man advantage. Kenny Gillespie has two of the power play goals. He's been the man of the night here for the Omaha Lancers as they lead 5-2 on top of the Storm. Here as we come out of the media timeout, Tri-City looking for something to turn the momentum, but they find themselves in a three-goal hole, being outshot 36-15 in this one. Faceoff is to the left of Lyon. Ward on the draw for Tri-City, wins it to Vecchione. Puck moves out. Vecchione keeps it in. And now it's moved up to Chatham. Chatham moves to neutral ice. Nice pass to Osterberg in onside. McArdle off the wall. He took it away. Now here comes Vecchione in neutral ice with some speed. Moves it onside. Gets it poked away. But Sasir keeps it in. Chance in front. Sasir's pass got deflected. Rebound was poked around by the Storm, but it went wide of the net. And now here comes Omaha. Osterberg in onside. Top of the right circle. Nice cross-ice pass over to Randolph, the trailer, gets taken off the puck. Here comes Tri-City. Trevor Moore and Vecchione with some speed. In onside. Moore, wrist shot, score! Trevor Moore with his third of the season cuts the Omaha lead 5-3. A nice wrist shot for Trevor Moore. Just a skill play to beat Alex Lyon. Give that assist to Mike Vecchione, who came in onside with Trevor Moore. And the Storm get their third goal of the night. Inch closer, 12:50 left to go. So I got to look at this replay. Nice pass from Vecchione to find Moore. And he just got it onto the forehand and wristed it up high, beating Alex Lyon. Give a secondary assist to Cutler Martin, his second point of the night for Tri-City. Martin starting that rush, and he gives it over to Vecchione. Moore finishes it off, his third of the season, ties Brian Ward for the team lead. Tri-City down two goals, 12:40 left. They're back in the game, but they still need two more to tie it. Gomez, back to the point. Off the draw where the Storm had won it, they had control, but now they turn it over. And here comes Omaha to their own zone. It's Tyler Hines. Hines in on side, down the left-hand side. Stopped by Gukowski. He takes him into the boards. on the far side corner now. It's Sacco. Sacco down low. Chance in front. That goes wide. L'Esperance buries Hines after the play. Hines took the shot. Foley at the right point. Keeps it in. Omaha trying to respond after that Storm goal. Give the Lancers some credit here. Storm trying to get some momentum, but they've got all the puck possession here. As it's down low on the backboards, Hines gets taken down by Cutler Martin. Martin working with Glukowski, tried to get it to Glukowski there. Glukowski takes down Sacco. Here comes Martin. Nice job by the Storm on the backboards. But now Bonner can't handle a puck. He turns it over in his own zone. All day, Melanson. Wrist shot saved by Fry. The shot there on a big chance for Huff. Nice job by Tri-City. They whack it. Bouncing puck. Not out of the zone. Lappin runs over his man. Takes a slash on the play. No call coming. As Pullman retaliated there. Down low, Eastman gets it taken away by Melanson. Nice play by Drew Melanson there. Paramus, New Jersey native, as it bounces back to Cecere in the neutral ice. Cecere lost it now. It's McArdle bouncing puck to Eastman. He dumps it in deep. Storm will change defenseman. Cotton's first man in to try to pressure Cleland. But nice outlet pass here to Frigo. Frigo, wrist shot goes wide. Off the backboards. Chance now. Once again for Omaha with possession. 10:30 left in the game. Frigo, far side corner. Down low to Router. Alex Router on the near side corner now. On the wall. Passes it back to Melanson. Melanson, cross-ice pass. Chance at the top of the left circle. Blocked by Lappin. He's doubled over after the blocked shot. Trying to find the puck. Eastman can't clear the zone. Glukowski off the boards in a neutral ice. Ward back on the ice after a shift change. Bukta has it down behind the net. On the far side wall, poked in a neutral ice. Skied all the way down. No icing called. McArdle there. Cutler Martin, who's got 2 points tonight, 2 assists. Down low to McArdle. Give Omaha a lot of credit here. Not allowing the Storm to possess the puck. As it's taken away from Trevor Moore. Chance in front, Gillespie, wrist shot save. Gillespie with a lot of time on a wrist shot there after a turnover in their own zone for the Storm. Fry on the save. Gillespie's looking for a hat trick. He's got 2 goals tonight. 9:48 left to go in the game. 5-3 is the score in favor of the Lancers. Here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Thanks for tuning in. Tri-City trying to get back in this game. Worst thing they can do now is take a penalty. They've allowed 3 power play goals on 7 attempts here to Omaha. Tri-City needs to stay out of the box the rest of this game. They're ready without Heikki Liedis as he's been ejected here in the third period. Halish. Pass up to McMurphy. McMurphy in on side, but he can't get it deep. Poked back out into the Storm zone. Cecere with the puck on his stick now off the far side wall. McMurphy off the wall up to Halish. Halish bringing the puck along. Trying to get it in deep. Halish, nice move. Takes the puck in. Chance in front. Banked off the side of the net. Back to Glukowski at the right point. Faked on a shot. Tried to get it in deep. Glove down on a puck. He didn't get a lot of mustard on it. Glove down by Omaha. Cleared length of the ice. That should be an icing on Omaha, and it is. 9:06 left in the game. Tri-City down 2 goals. 5-3 Omaha lead. They've led the whole game. They scored 3 goals early on in the first period. Tri-City after that 3-goal deficit. So the closest Tri-City has been after going down those 3 goals was 3-2. Early on in the second period, Becchione scored and cut it to 3-2. But then later in the period, Gillespie scored to make it 4-2. That's how we ended the second period. Gillespie scored again in the third period to make it 5-2. And then Trevor Moore, his third of the season from Becchione and Cutler Martin at 7:10 in the third period, has the Storm trailing by 2 goals. That's where we stand here. Thanks for tuning in on the Breeze 94.5 FM. I'm Jared. Here on the Breeze for all the action. After you catch your Cornhuskers against Northwestern tomorrow, you can tune into the Storm or head here to the Viero Event Center. Plenty of tickets still available. It's tomorrow night, 70s night, theme night. And we'll also have Scooby-Doo in the building for the kids. Here on the draw, in the Omaha zone, won by the Lancers. They clear around on the far side wall and out of the zone. Lukowski racing forward to neutral ice. Banks it off the wall. Can't get it out of his own zone. It trickled in. And he's behind the net. Under 9 minutes left to play. Lukowski with the puck. Storm trailing by 2 goals. 5-3, Omaha the lead. Lukowski saw some pressure over to McCart. A lot of aggressive play here from Omaha, taking it to the Storm for the most part of this game. Storm in onside. Becky. Chatham wrist shot saved by Fry. Covers up the rebound. 8:25 left in this game. Time is not on the Storm side here tonight. They trail by 2 goals. 5-3 the score. Now 40 shots on goal for Omaha. So the Lancers have been all over the Storm here tonight. They've got a 2-goal lead face off to the left of Christian Fry. And they throw Tyler Hines, native of Slingerland, New York, out of the draw. Here comes Dom Sacco, another New York native from Brooklyn. Comes in and wins the draw. Bukta gets hit by Lesperance, couldn't get it deep. Out of the zone, the puck comes dumped back in by Omaha. 8:15 left to go in the game. Tri-City trails 5-3. Cecere taking his time, leaves it behind the net for Bonner. Bonner now in the neutral ice, leaves it off for Gomez. Gomez, long cross-ice pass, was chipped away and taken back by Omaha. Gomez, a little bit of a risky pass there, but Storm down 2 goals. You can afford to take a risk here in this game as Omaha chips the puck wide of the net in the Storm zone. Glukowski, nice job. Try to get up to Bonner. Now Gomez has got it on the near side wall in his own zone. Gomez, cross-ice pass over to Cutler-Martin. Martin to Bonner. Bonner tip pass for Lesperance. Couldn't get it in deep. Bonner waits for the guys to tag up. Nope. Gomez was offside. He was still a step ahead of the play. Bonner tried to wait for him to tag back. Storm a little out of sorts here tonight. 7:36 left in the game. Tri-City trying to will themselves back into this one here on a Friday night in Kearney. Face-off won by Tri-City in neutral ice. Cecere to the red line. Gets it in. Cotton couldn't get it deep. Melanson dumps it off the backboards. And now here comes Omaha. Kept in. Omaha moves down the other way. Oh, Router. Router and Frieger had a nice opportunity there. Couldn't get a shot off. 7:10 left in the game. Fry, as it was dumped into the Storm zone, couldn't slow it down with his stick as he came out of it. Now Cotton's got it for the Storm in their own zone. Cecere. Cecere, Bonner. Bonner couldn't hit up. He couldn't connect with Lappin. Puck now back on Cecere's stick. Lap in trouble in neutral ice. Still trying to work there. Right in front of the Storm bench. Right near the red line. Storm win the battle. Roboski's got it. Skates back into his own zone. Got to regroup. 6:45 left to go in the game. Roboski waiting. Great pressure by Omaha. Storm have not been able to get a lot of chances in this game, as they have scored 3 goals, but they trail 5-3. Roboski neutralized, just chipped it up for Moy, who takes it in. Moy gets taken off the puck nicely by Moore. Moore with some speed. No man with him, though, and he gets stopped at the blue line. Vecchione's got it on his stick. Lukowski dumps it right in on net. Gloved there by Line. He elects to play the puck. And now here comes Omaha starting the rush the other way. It's Moy. Moy in onside. Dumps it down low. Lukowski with a hit. Gillespie on the far side. He gets hit by Ward. Ward's got the puck on his stick up to Moore. Out of the zone, but not much further. Moore, nice job using his body there to get in front of his defensive player. Hand pass is whistled on Omaha. 5:52. Remaining in the game. Timeout call. Storm. Trail 5-3 in this game. Trying to will themselves back into it. They've had a 2-goal deficit for a large part of this game. The third period goal that they scored getting back into it. Trevor Moore from Vecchione and Cutler-Martin. The other 2 goals, Vecchione from Ward and Moore. And Roboski from Cotton back in the first period. Storm have trailed for most of this one after Connor Chatham opened the scoring just 3 minutes and 15 seconds into the game. here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Jared Schaffrin with you here until the end. As there's 5:52 remaining in the game, Josh Howgie drawing up a play on the Storm bench, desperately trying to get his team back into this one. As he was a guy who, before the game, you know, we talked to him in the Applebee's 1,933 people in here for the attendance. Faceoff is in the Omaha zone right now for the Lancers as it's won by Omaha. Now Omaha with the puck. Chatham, cross-ice pass, chance in front, shot goes high. Chatham with a nice cross-ice pass for Osterberg, but the shot went high. Now Storm dumping in deep. It was Gomez. 5:34 left in the game. Into the corner. Hits a stanchion and goes out of play on the glass. Puck will stay in the Omaha zone. Score is 5-3. Tri-City Storm here on the Breeze. Back in this one. On the near side wall, Cutler Martin towards the net. Lappin now. Down low for Eastman. In the far side corner, Lappin puts a hit on his man. Storm trying to get a shot here. Now chance for Cutler Martin. Tees one up. Rebound. Didn't get to go. Bunch of chances in front. That looked like a good shot from Martin. It was low on net. Martin keeps it in at the line now. Eastman to the center. Roboski on the backhand towards the net. Stopped in front there by defenseman Nicholas Folien. And it's dumped the length of the ice by Omaha. It's going to be an icing call on the Lance. The game. Tri-City trailing 5-3 in what's been a game that's been dominated by Omaha. They lead in shots 40-19. Over Tri-City. Faceoff in the Omaha zone. Quick shot goes wide by the Storm off the draw. More chance in front. Went wide of the crease. Nobody there. Bukowski wide of the net. A shot went. Now into the far side corner. Ward holds the puck there for Moore. Down low. Chance in front. Blocked by the goaltender Lyon. Hand pass on Tri-City. Bonner moved it to Moore with a hand. And that was whistled down. Storm trail 5-3, 4:24 remaining in the game. Omaha. Here's this confusion. .424 remaining. Tri-City down 2 goals. Ward now gets tossed out of the draws. He was the last one in there. L'Esperance takes it. One back by Omaha. Into the corner. And now it's moved the other way. Lost an edge there. Melanson threw one in on net. Glukowski picks it up. 4:08 left to go in the game. Glukowski off the boards. Out to neutral ice. Storm trying to get something started here. Neutral ice. It's Bonner. Bonner in onside. The circle. Down low to Vecchione. Vecchione. Chance to L'Esperance. Couldn't get a shot off. Cecier trying to keep it in on the far side wall. He loses it there. Now it's in the skates of Roboski. It's the empty net. Storm had pulled their goaltender. They're trying to be a little bit ambitious, but 3:38 left to go, and it's a goal for Omaha. They hit the empty net, and they go up 6-3. They pull the goaltender very early, only down 2 goals, and it does not work out here for the Storm tonight. The 6th goal of the night scored by Omaha. Goal scored for Omaha by Luca Frigo. Tri-City back down by 3 goals. 3:28 left. And now Lapin drives to the net after the faceoff. Gets taken down. And it looks like tries to don't call it. Lapin looks like a holding call. Yes, it will go to Buchta. So he'll go off for holding. And the Tri-City Storm have a two-minute power play here. Six-three the score here at the Viero Event Center. Tri-City trails 3:28 remaining in the game. Face-off will be in Omaha's zone as Tri-City has it now. It's Sasir on the power play here, sponsored by Century 21. Sasir, as the Tri-City Storm pull their goaltender, shot goes wide of the net. So Fry back on the bench. Here they down three goals. Puck's rolling towards the empty net, and it goes in. Some of the worst luck you could ever see here at the Viero Event Center. A bouncing puck that was close to the wall on the side of the net after Tri-City pulled their goaltender with a man advantage late in this game. Found the side of the puck. It was rolling. And it went spun right into the empty net. No Tri-City Storm players back to push it out of there. And the goal gets scored here. Tyler Moy. And now it's 7-3. And this one out of hand, but two empty net goals here for Omaha. A little bit too liberal with the goaltending. There is the Storm now move back in onside. They got 1:25 left in the power play. It's cleared the length of the ice by Omaha. Frustrating night here for the Storm. 2:45 left to go in this game. Thanks for listening here on The Breeze. These two teams will do it once again tomorrow night. It's a real big game for Tri-City. After tonight, they will be in last place in the Western Conference. And here comes Omaha. Shorthanded opportunity. Chance in front and a score. A breakaway goal, Jake Randolph. And now it's really out of hand, 8-3. A breakaway shorthanded. Give it to Jake Randolph. And it's 8-3 Omaha. This is by far the most goals the Tri-City Storm have allowed this season. And now they trail by 5 goals. In this one, it has gotten out of hand at the Viero Event Center. Faceoff won by the Storm. Bonner driving right towards the net here, covered up by Lyon. And now if you're the Storm, you got to look to send some kind of message that, hey, yeah, we may have lost here tonight, but we're coming right back at you tomorrow because Tri-City will desperately need a win tomorrow. They're going to drop to 1-4-1 on the season. Faceoff won by the Storm out of the zone. Storm right now are sending out 4 forwards. Cotton is playing the point here, playing really defense. New experience here for Jason Cotton, usually a center, as the puck's now back into the Omaha zone. Poked out here and a hand pass whistled on Tri-City. 2:03 remaining in this game. Once again, recapping, Storm entered this period down 5-3. And it's been a rough period from the start. An ejection after a double minor for a checking from behind. Game. After that one. He doesn't have a history this season yet. And I don't think the play was that dirty that it deserves a suspension, but I'm sure the USHL referees will look at that one again and decide what they want to do. 1:36 left in this game. Tri-City is down 8-3. 2 empty net goals have been scored by the Lancers in this period. Halish in onside. Wrist shot goes wide. Rebound. Eastman throws one towards the net. Eastman now. Chance in front. Roboski's got it. Roboski shoots it wide. 1:18 left in the game. Banked off the boards out in a neutral ice. Cutler-Martin's got it for the Storm. Martin up to Lesperant's nice little move. Gets some space. Frees it to Eastman. Eastman dumps it deep for Halish. Halish around the boards. the far side corner. Here comes Omaha. Lancers have scored 8 goals in this one. There's under a minute remaining in the game. Sparse crowd remaining at the Viero Event Center as the Tri-City Storm are down 8-3. L'Esperance moves it up for Gomez. Icing is waved off here. 43 seconds left to go. Omaha with the puck. They dump to neutral ice. Lukowski to Gomez. Gets hit. Moves it back in onside. Played around by Omaha. 30 seconds left in the game. Gotten to by McArdle on the left point. Dumps it down deep. Omaha there. They dump to neutral ice. And here comes Frigo. Frigo dumps it deep. McArdle's got it on his stick. Behind the net. 12 seconds left in the game. Lappin in neutral ice. Down the far side wall. Gets taken off the puck as he comes into the zone. It's cleared the length of the ice. And that'll do it. A tough loss for Tri-City here tonight at the Viero Event Center. A lopsided one. 8-3 the final in favor of the Omaha Lancers. And Tri-City will need to think this one over tonight. They'll only have 24 hours to sit on it as they'll be back tomorrow here. Same two teams will do it over at the Viero Event Center. We'll take a quick break here on the postgame show to recap this one. Final score, Omaha 8, Tri-City 3.
Midway Auto Dealership says, go Storm! We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the Storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealership's on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Everyone wants more. At Viero Wireless, you get more. More minutes, more free numbers, more savings than the competition. Our most popular rate plan, the 1,000-minute My Group Shared plan, gives you up to 300 more minutes, 20 free calling numbers, and saves you money over the nearest competitive plan. Add an unlimited data package and nationwide messaging, and your monthly savings jump to $60. And if you're stuck in a contract, no worries. We'll help you pay your early termination fee when you switch. Get more with Viero Wireless today.
Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
It's the music that revolutionized the sound of Christmas. Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. A holiday tradition for over 25 years. Don't miss this holiday extravaganza.
Thursday, December 20th at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com.
Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Get reserved seat tickets now.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
This is the Tri-City Storm post-game show on The Breeze 94.5. Let's go back to the booth for the recap, stats, and a chat with the coach of your Tri-City Storm.
Welcome back inside the Viero Event Center here as the Tri-City Storm take an 8-3 loss to the Omaha Lancers in a lopsided one here tonight. Jared Schaffern back with you on the postgame show. Here we'll check the out-of-town scoreboard here presented by Midway Auto, as Tri-City loses 8-3. Midway Auto sponsoring the out-of-town scoreboard update. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. ThinkMidway.com. Here is a lot of close games going on around the USHL. Muskegon with a 4-3 win over Chicago in overtime. Sioux City finishes off Youngstown 5-1. Indiana with a comeback against Cedar Rapids. Cedar Rapids still wins 4-3, but it was 4-0 earlier on that game. That's a final. Waterloo shuts out Sioux Falls 3-0. Des Moines, a 10 spot on Team US. Dubuque's got a 3-2 lead over Green Bay. That game with some time left in the second period. 3-2 the score. Dubuque on top of Green Bay. But right here, Omaha with an 8-3 victory over the Tri-City Storm. Looking at the three stars of the game here tonight, presented by New West. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is a full-service rehabilitation center for sports-related injuries for the Tri-City Storm and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney, New West, for the athlete in all of us. The three stars here of tonight's game, the third star from the Tri-City Storm was number three, Johnny Roboski, as Roboski scored his first goal of the season, and it was a nice goal from Jason Cotton, Roboski's first goal as a Tri-City Storm member here and his first point of the season. Cotton also gets his first point of the season. The second star goes to number 71 of Omaha, Eli Lichtenwald. Eli scored a goal and had an assist in this game and was very dominant here on the ice for Omaha. His line mate, Kenny Gillespie, number 61, gets the first star. Gillespie scored two power play goals, and those were the killers here for Tri-City. They cut the game to 3-2 in the second period. Gillespie scores a power play goal in the second and a power play goal in the third. And Tri-City found themselves down and out, down 6-3. Five to two, and then 6-3 after Moore scored, and then Luca Frigo put an empty netter home. Tyler Moy had an empty netter, and Jake Randolph finished it off with a shorthanded goal. 8 goals in the game for Omaha. Now we'll go to the Dent Popper Grinder of the Night here tonight. Much like the Storm's hardest working player, the Dent Popper works hard to keep your car, truck, motorhome, motorcycle, boat, or trailer looking like new. The Dent Popper in Kearney, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Grinder of the Night here for Tri-City. Give it to Brian Ward, the captain of this team. Ward is definitely a grinder in general for the Storm. And, you know, he's a guy that doesn't take a shift off. He works hard every shift, and that's why he's the captain of this team. Despite a tough loss here for the Storm, Dent Popper Grinder of the Night goes to Brian Ward. We're going to take a quick break here on the Breeze, and we're going to come back. We'll have head coach Josh Howgie here to talk about what went wrong tonight. 8-3 final. Omaha has the win in game one of the first game of the series here this weekend at the Viero Event Center. We'll take a break here on the Breeze. We'll be right back with Coach Howgie in the postgame show.
Mooney, get in there for the power play.
But, Coach, I'm the equipment manager. I can't play hockey.
You said you wanted a power play. This is a power play.
But I thought you were talking about Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery. You know where you can increase the size of your non-jackpot prize by adding $1? Not a hockey power play.
Oh, well, in that case, you might want to duck.
Play Powerball with Power Play from the Nebraska Lottery, and you could win $2 million by matching 5 white balls. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
My Bud Light caught 2 touchdowns last week.
My Bud Light caught fumbleitis.
Welcome to Bud Light Fantasy Football, where every bottle is a player.
My Bud Light ran for 152 yards.
My Bud Light went 27 for 35 for 353 yards and 3 touchdowns.
My Bud Light is on the IR with Turf Toe.
Find codes on specially marked bottles of Bud Light and start building your fantasy team at BudLight.com/FFL.
Against my Bud Light, defenses don't stand a chance.
My Bud Light is wide open. Throw him the ball.
With Bud Light Fantasy Football, your bottle is your player. Win amazing NFL prizes all season long. Bud Light Fantasy Football, here we go.
You'll definitely see my Bud Light on the highlight reel.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and over. Ends 12/30/12. To play without a purchase, write to code request box 251-328 West Bloomfield, Michigan 48325. See rules at BudLight.com/FFL. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Midway Auto Dealership says go Storm. We think you guys are winners, and we're behind you all the way. And here's another winner. The original hassle-free deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. Hassle-free means you get our best price on every vehicle every day. It means a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. It's hassle-free, and just like the storm, it's a winner. Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney and online at thinkmidway.com.
Everyone wants more. At Vieira Wireless, you get more. More minutes, more free numbers, more savings than the competition. Our most popular rate plan, the 1,000-minute My Group Shared plan, gives you up to 300 more minutes, 20 free calling numbers, and saves you money over the nearest competitive plan. Add an unlimited data package and nationwide messaging, and your monthly savings jump to $60. And if you're stuck in a contract, no worries. We'll help you pay your early termination fee when you switch. Get more with Vieira Wireless today.
Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
It's the music that revolutionized the sound of Christmas. Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. A holiday tradition for over 25 years. Don't miss this holiday extravaganza.
Thursday, December 20th at the Vieira Event Center in Kearney. Tickets on sale now at kearneyevents.com.
Pandora Unforgettable Moments presents Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Get reserved seat tickets now.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
Teamwork is important in the success of any athlete. This is why New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is Central Nebraska's premier clinic for sports-related injuries and rehabilitation. All of New West physicians are fellowship-trained to ensure the highest quality of medical care. New West is proud to serve the UNK Athletic Program and the Tri-City Storm with their brand-new, state-of-the-art facility located at 2810 West 35th Street in Kearney. New West, for the athlete in all of us.
I think I'm going to try out for the hockey team.
Seriously?
Sure, why not?
You don't know how to skate.
How hard can it be?
You've never played hockey in your life.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good at foosball.
You drop to the ground and curl up in a ball when a fight breaks out.
That's true.
Maybe you should stick to Nebraska Lottery Scratch Games. They've got so many different tickets, prizes, and play styles. You'll find your game and your fun.
And I wouldn't have to buy one of those curvy wood thingies.
A hockey stick?
Yeah, that's it.
Nebraska Lottery Scratch. Find your game. Find your fun. Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
I'd like a Coke Zero, please.
Coke Zero, huh?
Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combining to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, then anything is possible. Let's have a waiter who tells us the specials and gives us game updates.
Tonight, gentlemen, we have the New York Strip and...
The point guard hits a deep last second three to win the game.
How about a hostess who takes you to your seat and drives you home?
Hi, ready to go?
Anywhere.
Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
This is the Tri-City Storm post-game show on The Breeze 94.5. Let's go back to the booth for the recap, stats, and a chat with the coach of your Tri-City Storm.
Welcome back inside the Vero Event Center. Wrapping things up here on The Breeze 94.5, Omaha, with an 8-3 lead over the Tri-City Storm. However, the Storm do take an 8-3 loss. And they will be back tomorrow night, 7:05 p.m. The puck will drop here at the Viero Event Center. Tune in on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. We'll have all the coverage of the game as the Storm will try to get back on track, taking an 8-3 loss here tonight. They drop their record to 1-4-1. Omaha gets their second win of the season, moving to 2-5. That's it for me here tonight. Everyone have a great night. Take care, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great night, everybody.
The Breeze, 94.5.